I think they like you, Steve.
Guess what day it is, huh? Anybody?
Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Good morning, Chicago. Justin Kaufman here with Dave Bennett, Sandberg, Joanne Jeanette, Steve Grzanich, Steve Cochran. We got a big show today. 312-981-7200. It is WGN Radio. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
All right, we got a big show coming up. The former Chicago police superintendent and mayoral hopeful, Gary McCarthy, going to join us this morning, talk about his plan for criminal justice reform. He kind of put a plan out about how he would handle crime in the city of Chicago if he were mayor. I also talked about some very positive polling for him and other opponents of Mayor Emanuel. So probably negative polling for Mayor Emanuel is the best way to say that.
I believe the article I read said he needs to stop meddling. Mayor Emanuel needs to stop meddling with the police department.
Best part about that story, and I was reading the polls, and they're specific pollsters that put things out, right? And the one guy who put out the poll is pro-McCarthy. And it turned out to be the same guy that famously Rahm Emanuel sent a dead fish to in the mail. You remember that story when he was a congressman? He might have been a congressman at the time, or maybe he was a chief. Maybe it was when he was running campaigns or working for Clinton. He sent a dead fish to a political opponent. It's this guy,
guy.
Who does the poll. Isn't that funny?
Mayor Emanuel is direct. I appreciate direct.
This is why you don't send dead fish to people, because at some point or another, they'll do an unflattering poll about you. Years later, 20, 25 years later. So Gary McCarthy coming up later in the show. We've got Dean Richards today, of course. Ro Khan's going to join us, which is always great to have Ro on the show.
I'm excited to talk to him because I don't know if you heard the other day, he was talking on his show about how he had been in northern Michigan and he had taken a lot of pictures, one of which he had to climb up in a tree to, to take the photo. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it, and he was asking Tom Skilling to show it on when he shows the weather photos on Channel 9, and I think Tom said he was going to do it.
I think he was, yeah. And then Ro ended up doing a gallery, which is on WGN Radio.
Can I be real about that?
Yeah.
The gallery was underwhelming.
Well, I would have liked a few pictures of Ro in the photos.
Right.
I don't like just scenery shots myself, so that's what I'd like
to
do.
I'm giving a plug to Sandberg because her galleries
are
comprehensive. They're great.
They Ro, tell a story?
I saw the Ro I saw it around Michigan because that around Lake Michigan trip is a trip I want to take in August with my family. So I'm like, this is awesome. This is amazing. I'm thinking about hotels right now. This is great. And I click on it. I'm like, there's the lake. There's a lake.
Right.
There's
we're the lake. All lake shots.
There's a lake. There's a parade. There's the lake.
There's one picture of Ro.
Is there one picture?
You know, it's with his former newsman. I can't think of that gentleman's name, but
Jim Johnson.
Oh, yeah, Jim Johnson. Yeah. He's so funny. So.
But yeah, I haven't had a chance to rib him in person about it, so
yes,
I'll do that. But I thought I'd start by broadcasting.
There you go.
Broadcasting.
That's always a better idea.
It's always a better idea, right? So Ro Khan coming up a little bit later. And we'll play the worst as well. The worst where we complain about the worst things in society for prizes. We did this a lot on the download. We did it last week with Steve, and it was a lot of fun. So
it's one of my favorite games that you guys did on the download. And I schedule a lot of things on the show, and I put that on there last night because I got irritated by something, and I had something to add to my the worst list. So I'm like, I'm scheduling the worst for tomorrow.
You're very good. You're a good player for the worst. You come with lists.
Yeah, I have a list.
Yeah. So there we go. Well, we got the top 6 in 6 coming up, and we also got a text question today, and it's really based on what, as every good text question should be based on, ex relationships and Wimbledon.
Yeah. So Drake, he's a rapper. He also owns an NBA team, doesn't he, Dave? The Toronto Raptors?
No, he's just a fan.
Just a fan?
Yeah,
oh,
he's a diehard fan.
Okay, so he was... he hooked up with Serena Williams in 2015 before she was married, and he still hangs around her. And so he was at her match yesterday, and so was her husband. And so I was, you know, he doesn't need, Serena's husband doesn't need to worry about anything because...
I think it's a simple rule. If you've seen the person naked, the spouse, the partner, whatever, needs to have as much distance from you as possible.
Right. Well, in some cases, I don't want to get into details, and I don't like thinking about this, but, you know, I have stepkids, and I love their mom. And, you know, I know that a stork didn't come, so.
Right, but I don't want to. I'm not trying to bring your experience into this. I'm saying, is there a rule for the planet?
Right.
So what's the, what are we asking
here? So I'm asking, because I think, were you ever in a situation that was stickier than it needed to be with an ex? Because, you know, even if you say, I'm sure, you know, when Serena went home after a match, her husband was like, hey, what's with your ex-boyfriend being at the match cheering you on?
Well, the worst part is if she goes back and she goes, isn't Drake great?
Right, I love him.
Isn't he the best?
Listen to this new album.
Do we have tickets to the concert? We have to go see him.
She's just putting all Drake essentials on shuffle.
You know, he'll give us backstage.
So if you ever had to have a conversation like that about your ex that's around, you know. So.
All right, good. Ex questions for the text question are always good, right?
Yes.
312-981-7200.
We got to do this top six. It's busy. It's very, very busy. Donald Trump has already upset everyone at NATO. And it's only 6:16 in the morning, our time. Back with that in a moment.
From the Steve Cochran Auditorium in the lovely Sunrise Hotel, it's time to get your kicks.
Get your kicks.
With the top 6 at 6, sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men.
President Trump has already upset everyone at NATO at an opening breakfast before the meetings even began. Trump addressed the group and told them they owe him all money, and the American taxpayers are getting screwed. He's not wrong about the money differential. However, he's wrong about a number of things, one of which is the agreement is the other countries will get to 2-3% of their spending by 2024. That's 6 years from now. They have improved since he started complaining about this a year ago, but they're not at the number yet. And continuing to mock them and continuing to call them out publicly while he says nothing about Russia is an embarrassment and, frankly, dangerous. In addition to that, he also called out Angela Merkel, described her government as being in chaos and in turmoil. And Angela Merkel, he's got particular anger with for some reason. I mean, is this just because he doesn't like women? You know, let's play amateur psychiatrist here.
Eight of the 29 countries have complied. So the idea is that 2% of your gross domestic product is that has to go towards defense spending in general, and that would be for your NATO defenses. So only 8 of the 29 countries have done that. But to play devil's advocate, the president has put pressure on. He's sent letters. He's done this before, and it's working. There have been 8 countries that have not gotten to that point.
Honestly, it's not the priority. It's the priority for him. It's the priority for him because he wants to appeal to those who voted for him most vociferously. It's why Congress is shutting up and not saying anything. The balance here is, do you risk relationships with NATO and our number one allies versus pushing something that doesn't have to be pushed now, or certainly doesn't have to be pushed in the way he's doing it?
I was curious if that was a plated breakfast or if it was a buffet.
Yeah.
If you got to put in, if you have dietary restrictions.
I don't know, Steve, let's go to Steve on this. Steve, you're vice president of food on the show, as you know. Did I tell you were promoted to that?
You did not, but I have been paying attention to this. It did appear to be a plated breakfast. There were several plates.
Wouldn't it be funny if NATO showed up, they had a box lunch?
Right, that you grab at the front and you have to go sit down.
The plates look like they actually had the NATO logo on them. So
nice.
I did not get to see what the menu was.
It'd be funny if some of the families were sneaking them in their bags. They have goodie bags.
What do you think it is about NATO? And I was thinking about this today. Why does Trump have more success in dealing with his adversaries than his allies?
What do you mean by success?
Well, he likes to go meet with American adversaries, whether it be Kim Jong-un.
It's a strongman thing.
Is it a strongman?
It's a strongman thing. I love Kim Jong-un. I never say anything negative about Vladimir Putin. You pick the tough guys. He likes the tough guys.
And he's mean to our allies. Yeah. And again, I don't want to be like, oh, he's so mean.
He is.
He is so mean.
He said this morning, in addition to what you've said, Steve, that Germany is totally controlled by Russia.
That's weird. That's very wrong,
Merkel,
too.
Merkel has responded now, saying that she grew up with Germany controlled partly by the Soviet Union, and says she's very happy today that we are united in freedom as the Federal Republic of Germany.
The great offense there is Germany and Russia are right next door. How would we feel if somebody came in and said, you guys are totally controlled by Canada? Canada has got such a number on you. Oh, the Mexicans, look at all the money you're spending at the all inclusives. I can't believe how much Mexico controls you. It's insulting. And yes, to think that the rest of the world thinks the way we do and responds to the way we do is the ego of this president, which is dangerous.
Well, it's an unfair assessment, no doubt, on Merkel.
And I don't think he likes her because she's not charmed by him.
He don't like strong women.
No, he does not.
Yeah. It's a constant problem, and it's a serious deal. But we have so changed the definition of how the president should behave. We go, yeah, but, yeah, but, yeah, but. You can't yeah, but this guy. Meanwhile, sadly, laryngitis is once again set in with Mitch McConnell. He has got to get that checked. Once again, an inability to speak. Quack for me. There you go. We have some migrant families that have been reunited. There were tearful reunions yesterday. If a court-ordered deadline for kids 5 and under to be returned to their parents was not met, government officials said about a third of the 102 children would be reunited on time. The head of Health and Human Services did multiple interviews yesterday where he said 16 of the 102 have been proven to be dangerous to the children, potential abusers, criminals, possibly not their parents. 16. That's why we kidnap the kids. What about the 85% that actually belong to the family?
It's not a huge, it's a strange story because it's not a huge number. Like, it'd be one thing if you're like, well, it's 50,000 kids and right, we don't know where Delta flies to, we get all that.
How do you know?
You're talking about 100 kids here.
Yeah. Again, to use the dry cleaner system, give them a ticket. Everybody gets a ticket, you return your child. How we got into the kidnapping business is something that's going to have to be examined.
Is it lucrative?
You wonder, right?
Yeah, you wonder.
Yeah.
Follow the money.
Next, Forest Preserve cops have been put on desk duty after video appears to show him losing his mind, yelling at a woman, berating her for wearing a Puerto Rican shirt, and screaming that she should go back to her country.
Well, that was the guy.
The gentleman.
The gentleman. Yeah. The cop didn't do anything. He was standing there letting him berate the woman.
Oh, all right. Right. I apologize. Yeah.
No.
Kelvin Pope is the Forest District Police Chief Officer and said, the Police Chief Kelvin Pope said the officer is now on desk duty. The officer has been identified as Patrick Connor. What happened to the guy? The guy that was screaming that doesn't know Puerto Rico.
I don't think anything.
So he was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct and I believe a form of battery.
Because this officer had been called to the scene because that gentleman had an issue with someone else, not this woman at first. And so
if we could just make a note of this.
That's the
Puerto Ricans are American citizens, so you're going to have to come up with a new insult other than go back to
Well, you have that, which is the ignorance that man portrays in the video, but then you also have this, what is battery, or what is crossing the line? He gets in her personal space, he's yelling, he's pointing, he's aggressive, and the police officer is standing a couple yards away, just sort of turning his head
nothing?
And nodding. Did nothing, not one thing. It was almost like he said, it's out of my hands, which is not true. It is directly in your hands.
And it also brings up a really good question, and Justin, you get maybe Steve too. For years, people have questioned why we need Forest Preserve police in the first place.
That's when the Cook County budget time comes, that's always a question of how much money the Forest Preserve police.
Whenever I've been driving a little bit fast and I see a Forest Preserve police officer near me, I always wonder, can he give me a ticket on the street or is he just
or do I have to drive into the forest?
Right? I'm always scared.
Next. Facebook hit with a maximum possible fine in Britain, up to $660,000 American dollars for allowing political consulting firm Cambridge Analytica to harvest information of millions without the consent during the 2016 election. Mark Zuckerberg there's a lot of pressure here. A lot of pressure.
It seems like precedent, too, because Cambridge Analytica is not the only one doing this. If you're going to fine Facebook the maximum at $660,000, the question is every time there's a new Candy Crush that is also taking screenshots of your phone, are they going to get $600,000 fines as well?
You could do one, you could do everybody. Yeah. But Zuckerberg has been called out by people on a new level now, and they're saying the board might want to remove him. How about that? How about that? Can you imagine Facebook without that guy? I don't think so. This story is sad. Zsa Zsa, the English bulldog that won this year's World's Ugliest Dog Contest just 2 weeks ago, died yesterday in her sleep at the age of 9.
That is so very ugly. Sad.
Sad. The mother, the owner, said that Zsa Zsa had no health problems, but the average age for a bulldog is 8 to 10, life expectancy.
Right in the number.
They have some respiratory problems, I think,
typically,
right?
Typically, yeah. My sister has a mini English bulldog.
The breathing thing?
Breathing has been an issue since day one. I mean, it's just, they got the smushed face.
And Zsa Zsa also had a rough early life. Her backstory, she was born in a puppy mill. I guess in Missouri, and she was a rescue dog early going. There was some question about whether or not she may have been abused in that puppy
Did
mill.
Did you watch the whole pageant? Did you get the is that the little story?
How was
the
swimsuit competition?
I did not. No, I don't.
Zsa Zsa, the English bulldog, but that's a full life for the English bulldog.
Yeah. So loved, so ugly.
That's 63 years.
Oh, there.
But for an average 8 to 10 year lifespan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And then this. Mary Schmeek wrote a piece yesterday on navigating life and etiquette tips after you've just gotten back from vacation.
Mm.
I can't imagine Sandberg would have any of these. Do you have any life or etiquette tips after vacation?
Don't talk about it. I agree with Mary's
tip number one.
Yeah.
Don't talk about the vacation?
Yeah.
Don't brag about how great your vacation.
Oh, you mean to friends?
To coworkers,
colleagues.
Also, don't tell me about your vacation.
Hey, well, role play, Steve. Steve, okay. How was vacation?
I just had actually an incident last night. I stayed downtown. The valet parking guy brought me the wrong car. Yeah. I mean, come on.
See, complaints are okay, I think. I don't see
it's
that
unbelievable.
Money. It's the if it were me, I'd be like, oh, great. It was life changing.
How about that for a first world problem? The valet parking guy brought me the wrong car.
How about that? How does that happen?
Dave just got back.
I just got back. I'd like to say I don't think I volunteered anything except, hey, it was a great trip.
There you go, Dave.
And you asked me on the air how it was, and I
I don't mind. I don't mind when people tell me they had a good time. I don't mind. It's fine.
It's not the good time. It's the details. She says resist the urge to go into details. And she said also don't be offended where people want to talk about their own vacation instead of yours. They might be asking you about yours, but they really are using that as an entree to talk about their own.
We did the fun segment on Download where it was just called, tell me about your vacation. That was it. And we'd call the line, and people would get that opportunity to talk about their vacation because no one else wanted to hear it. And the best one was someone said they went to Wheel of Fortune.
Ah,
I was like, this is the best vacation ever. Actually, you went to Wheel of Fortune.
That's livid. 6:32, headlines next, 720 WGN.
That's all today for the Top 6 at 6.
No more!
Sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men. The Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
NATO meeting's underway. Pardon me, I get all choked up.
You always do that over NATO meetings. The NATO summit really,
it really is. It's always emotional to me. Right. NATO meeting's underway, and it's already ugly. We'll keep you up with details throughout the morning. Drake went to see Serena at Wimbledon. She won her match. She's in the semifinals. They've been together before. Serena's husband was there. Awkward!
Sandberg, I have a question about that. Was Drake enjoying championship tennis, or was he enjoying Serena Williams? Was he there on purpose for Serena?
Oh, I think he was there on purpose, and he was not in the player's box, I should specify. He was not sitting in her box, but I guess a lot of fans were just staring at him watching her instead of just watching the match.
7:08, I had an ex called me the day I got back from my honeymoon.
Honey, who's on the phone?
And that's innocent on your part? You don't tell your ex, call me
the
day
innocent,
I get back.
It's not innocent, your
ass.
You'll be back on Tuesday if you can give me a ring.
7:08, it's the worst when your wife's ex-boyfriend that slept with her, though that's not how this person writes it, shows up at her championship tennis match. Yeah, that's bad. That's bad. Yeah, that's bad. 847, ex-boyfriend called me in high school for a date. I wasn't interested, so he asked if he could talk to my sister.
That's really funny because I've had gentlemen when they've asked me out and I say I'm not available, and they're like, well, do you have a sister? They're just...
What?
Yeah. They're,
guys
they must,
are stupid.
They must assume that the genes are similar.
Guys are stupid.
I remember one time an ex-girlfriend came to my comedy show, and I was with my girlfriend, and it was in Rogers Park, the comedy show, and she didn't have a ride back, so I gave her a ride back with my girlfriend. So all three in the car. It was not the smartest choice about halfway through when the ex-girlfriend said, I'll pop out here.
Yeah.
Wait, the ex-girlfriend?
She came to the shows. We were
the current
amicable.
Girlfriend?
I was with the current girlfriend. Ex-girlfriend showed up to the show.
And so then, you asked the ex-girlfriend if she needed a ride?
Yeah, I know. That was a
genius
mistake.
Move.
Yeah, genius move.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Listen, the Chicago car dealers are getting together once again to raise money for troops in need, and it's a wonderful thing. It's a partnership with the USO. We have a good friend on the phone, and Dave, you and I have known Ray Scarpelli for a very long time.
Yes, indeed.
Ray Chevy and Raymond in Antioch and Fox Lake. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Nice to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too.
So tell me, is this the Chicago Association Dealers? Who's doing this?
Yes, this is our new car dealer association. And we're going to have an event this July 14th, this Saturday, at over 100 dealers across Chicagoland. You can go on drivechicago.com and find out all about it, where the locations are. This is our sixth year. So come out and support the troops. All the money, Steve, goes to the local troops of Illinois, the USO of Illinois.
Well, let's get Allison Rubel in here to talk about that as well. Good morning, Allison. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm great.
So the partnership with the dealers is a big deal to you guys.
Absolutely. We really love this partnership. You know, it's like a rallying point for communities throughout Chicagoland, with all these new car dealerships, you know, over 100 dealerships really leading the way. So we love it. It's local communities supporting local troops, the USO. And we've raised over $560,000 over the past 5 years.
How do people contribute?
They can donate $5. That supports three service members visiting a USO center. They can give $50. That provides support for a military kid in one of our USO Discovery Kids programs. Basically, you go out to a participating dealer and just have a good time, have some barbecue, donate some funds, and enjoy the day. And you can go to drivechicago.com to find out where your local dealer is.
But if you just wander up, and maybe you're not even in the market for a car, but if you wander up and you want to help, is there a cash barrel I throw my money into? Who do I give my money to?
The old cash barrel.
Steve, you can come in and to these participating dealers, just throw some change in your car. We all know we have change laying around, and dump it in there, or some. We'll take anything, and all goes to the troop.
So I've gone through all the dealerships on the website that are going to have these, all 100, and some of them have other things going on besides the barbecue, like a blood drive, a pig roast, etc. But the one I've highlighted is in Homewood, the Chevrolet of Homewood. They are going to have other things, but number one on my list, a Culver's ice cream truck.
Oh!
Culver's, their cement mixers or concrete mixers, whatever you call it.
Sure.
I like to get them on with double Andy's candies.
Homemade custard.
Oh, wow. It's the greatest. So I think that's where I would be headed, to Chevy of Homewood for...
And you're right. There's so much going on. And you can also show your support on social media with hashtag BBQ for the troops. Enter to win the ultimate backyard barbecue by nominating somebody you know. Could be a service member or a veteran. Be a Chicago Facebook page. Drive Chicago Facebook page. Excuse me.
Yeah, Ray, your phone's cracking up like crazy. See if you can find a window near you there. But BBQ for troops, that's the hashtag?
Yep. That's correct.
All right, that's better. Thanks. And what was the Facebook page again?
So it's Drive Chicago Facebook.
All right, so there you go. That's Facebook Drive Chicago. Allison, how are things at the USO?
Oh, things are great. Things are busy. It's summertime, and we have service members and families. You know, they're out doing their job every single day, you know, defending our nation, working in our communities. But, you know, this is a time of year while we're enjoying barbecue. You know, they're out on the front lines for us. So I think we're just having a great time, and we're so honored to support, you know, the things they need. And we have five USO centers in Illinois, and we serve almost 330,000 service members and their families every year locally. So through our centers, through community-based programs. So we're keeping really busy. But this is just a highlight of the year for us. We're so grateful for the partnership with the Chicagoland Auto Trade Dealers that make this possible. And so we just really encourage everyone to get out to your local community. Just like Ray said, throughout the month of July, if you can't make it out this Saturday, throughout the month of July, the dealerships will be collecting change for the USO as well. So a little goes a long way, and it all stays local to support local troops and families.
Ray, thanks for putting this together. I know how much detail work goes into this, and you're a modest guy, but you do the lion's share of this stuff. Say hi to the family at Ray and Raymond, and Allison, continue good luck at the USO.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Steve.
There you go. Ray Scarpelli.
Saturday is going to be a really nice day, so it's going to be a really good day.
And I just saw the commercials for it. They're running commercials on TV. I forgot what I was watching, something local, and it's cool.
So I can just go in and just throw my change in my car and the cash flow.
You don't have to stop.
And just scroll down the window.
Bam,
like
drive through. Yeah. Bam.
I happen to know that you carry a lot of cash, so you can put that cash in there, yeah, in the barrel as well.
Can you hand it off to somebody?
Yeah. How about debit? Yeah. Can I just swipe? Is there a place I can put
there chip? Should be a swipe card.
Yeah, probably online. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying at the deal, I want to roll in and I want to just swipe like I'm at the Target self checkout.
Oh, I saw that Culver's ice cream truck though,
and a major day.
That's amazing.
By the way, I got a new. This has nothing to do with what we just talked about, kind of anyway. What would you think about this as a plan? Because people buy a car, and then maybe a couple weeks after they buy the car, they go, I don't know. What if you had a 7-day test drive for cars?
Seven days?
Yep.
A 7-day test drive for cars. Here's why. In the course of a week. Now, you got to buy the car, right? You buy the car up front, but 7 days, you can return it. That's my point.
Like
you're not going to lose value.
Yeah, right.
But 7 days, you're going to figure out whether or not it fits your life. Because you're going to take it to work. You're going to do all the things you have to do with it. You can't do it in a normal test drive.
You just had Ray on the phone, one of the biggest car dealers in the country, in the world.
As soon as I hung up, I thought of this.
And you're coming up with innovations for the car dealer industry.
Yeah, yeah.
What if you lose the receipt?
Listen, I can't help you if you lose the receipt. Can you imagine bringing the car back and going, do you have your receipt?
Will they give you a store credit?
What if you scratch it or do something else to it? Then?
Well, but you've agreed to take on the risk of having the car for the week.
As a person who just drove the Chevy Silverado that we're giving away in October, if you go to WGNradio.com/contest, you can enter to win that. It's a little bit stressful to drive a car that you might be returning. In this case, I had to return it because it's not mine.
But I'm saying you take the commitment. You're making the commitment. You're buying the car. In all likelihood, you're going to keep the car. But you've got 7 days. The incentive to go ahead and buy the car is you've got 7 days to decide if it's right for you.
There's a trend that's happening right now in the automobile industry where they're looking at going more subscription style, where you pay a monthly instead of a lease.
I believe
you pay a monthly fee, and then you can change cars. You can move around. You don't rent cars. You go to the dealership in that town to get one because you're a Chevrolet subscription.
Wouldn't that be
holder.
Super expensive?
It probably would end up being like a car payment for life, but the idea being that you could have so much flexibility.
Yeah. And it'd be a category of cars you could choose from?
Yeah, I'm not sure with the deep down the line, but I'm sure that they're.
What if you did it for 7 days?
Seven-day deal.
Yeah. I have a problem with using things, buying it and using it and returning it. If I buy a dress at Nordstrom, wear it for 7 days, and then decide, this isn't for me and return it, that's a use. I don't want that. So if you're returning a car, I don't want your car that you drove for 7 days.
But you've had a dealer driving. When you get a new car, in all likelihood, you're going to have somewhere between 10 miles and, 500 or 600 miles on the car.
When the person wins that Chevy truck, they'll know that I drove like 200 of those miles.
And they're going to turn it back in?
Because I took it to Lyle. Yeah.
But like this smells like Lyle.
Right.
Coming up,
smells like a balloon festival.
Coming up, a live show from the truck. Did I mention that? Oh, the president's scheduled to call. Oh, at NATO. Well, that's fantastic. And we've got tickets to give away to a number of events this morning, including ones you'll really enjoy. The Blackhawks convention passes coming up. Gary McCarthy wants to be the mayor. We'll check in on his campaign. Dean Richards back today. He'll be on later. We'll do the worst, as you guys were talking about. And Ro Khan just took a trip around Lake Michigan, so we can talk to Ro about that.
Hot dog! Hot dog!
Philly O'Hare, Dave, and you jump on 294, you'll see the Chicago Dogs Field, right?
Yes, Impact Field. It's right there.
Chicago Dogs baseball games in Rosemont. This is the time of year in Chicago where you want to just live outside because it's so nice.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy great baseball and a great day at the ballpark with Chicago's independent professional baseball team, the Chicago Dogs. ChicagoDogs.com for tickets. I got four for you now to an upcoming game, 312-981-7200. That's the telephone number. Texters continue to jump on. We could just make this as simple as this. Awkward moments involving the ex. Awkward moments with the ex. Anything come to mind? 312-981-7200. That's the telephone number. So last night I had the distinct honor of helping to host the, it's called the Pairings Party for the Pro-Am, the senior tour, the Chicago stop on the tour is this year at Exmoor, the beautiful Exmoor Country Club. And it's the PGA Tour Champion Stop. These are the greatest players in the game.
Yeah.
playing in a major. They're a Players' Championship, which starts tomorrow. The Pro-Am's today, and I'm going to play this afternoon with Scott Verplank, last year's defending champ.
Are you ready?
No, not even close.
Do you feel stretched? Do you want me to show you how to stretch
like,
the knee?
I feel like there's a good chance I'm going to embarrass the team and humiliate Scott and possibly throw him off for the entire weekend.
That's good. That gives you an edge.
Yeah, I think so. So I stayed downtown last night at a fine local hotel where valet parking is now $69 a night.
What?
Wow, that's a deal.
That's a lot for the Ohio house.
$69 a night.
That's where you stay.
Do you use a Groupon?
I just, you know what struck me is, and again, signal of being an old guy, I remember paying $69 for a hotel, and it doesn't seem like it was that long ago.
Right. And that was expensive, yeah.
$69 a night.
I got a hotel room in Vegas within the last 10 years for $39.
So this morning I come down, they want to, you know, give me 15 minutes to get your car. Absolutely. So I called them, and I gave them the 15 minutes, and I came down. And I drive the White Lightning, as
right.
you know.
White Lightning.
Which is why I was surprised to see a red Buick pull up with a guy handing me the keys. And I said, yeah, listen, I'm a big fan of Buicks. Nice car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't own a red Buick. I said, I'm going to need my car. And this is my favorite part. He looks at me and he goes, it's not your car.
It's not your car?
No, actually,
sure
it's not my car, Ferris Bueller. I'm going to need my car.
It's like Eugene Levy at the beginning of Vacation. You didn't order this one?
Took another 15 minutes to get my car.
Wow.
Oh. So, yeah, so I had a nice time to sit around in the lot.
Maybe that's what the $69 is for. You get any car. That's
oh,
the
really?
Beauty of it. Yeah, maybe you didn't read the fine print.
So it's like a rotation thing?
It's a subscription.
So you could upgrade.
It's like Earl Scheib. Any car, any color.
Yeah.
$69, wasn't it?
But I want my White Lightning.
Yes, of course, your top.
If the car came down and the car was, let's say, a really amazing Italian sports car like a Lamborghini, would you be like, maybe I'll look the other way?
No, no. I want the Tahoe.
Yeah,
sure.
I can't beat the Tahoe. The White Lightning.
White Lightning.
Yeah, we really haven't gotten a lot out of these guys, have we?
No.
No, not so much. We move on with awkward X stories, and coming up here in just a few minutes, I understand we may hear from the president at NATO, and boy, he's already causing trouble there.
What?
And that's what I'm hearing.
This is the Steve Cochran Show.
Under budget, ahead of schedule.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
All right, 714, this is always risky. But I'm going to go ahead and do it. Let me pick up the phone. Good morning, Mr. President. I know you're at the...
Good morning, Cochran.
Yeah.
I will tell you, when your producer, Mary, asked for the interview, I said, absolutely. Anything to kill the time during this boring NATO meeting in Brussels. I mean, do I want to hear his dumb questions or listen to Angela Merkel drown on, but giving me a headache here? Take as long as you want, Steve.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate it. We've got a lot to cover here. Can I start with Judge Brett Kavanaugh? How do you feel
Please
about
do.
That? How do you
Please
feel
do.
About it?
I thought it was Kavanaugh. But it's Kavanaugh, right?
Kavanaugh.
Not like laugh.
No,
L-A-U-G-H.
Kavanaugh. Well, how do you feel about it, sir?
Well, you know, first off, I think you'll agree with me. It was a tremendous night of television. One of the best rose ceremonies I've ever seen. Monday night. The ratings were huge, Steve.
Yes.
The only thing close to being that exciting was to watch Team Mexico get eliminated in the World Cup. Bye-bye, losers.
Yeah, I understand you wanted to build a wall around the World Cup Team Mexico team. And
I wish.
It didn't work out, no.
I wish.
So you want Brett Kavanaugh to replace Justice Kennedy. Was that a hard pick?
You know, very tough, really tough pick. Lots of tremendous candidates. There's a lot of good people to choose from. Tremendous talent. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, the last time I had a choice this tough was when I had to choose between Clay Aiken and Arsenio Hall on Celebrity Apprentice.
Equally important.
No, I will tell you, I know the question on everyone's mind is, who is Brett Kavanaugh? And I can honestly say with a tremendous amount of pride, I have absolutely no friggin' idea. I mean, even his own family was like, who? They really were.
What was your first indication that you were going to go with Kavanaugh?
Well, you know, I was going to go with Amy Coney Barrett. You know, the woman judge, but Kavanaugh totally beat her in the swimsuit competition.
Is that right?
And I know a lot of people would have picked the young woman judge, or judgess, as I like to call Amy Coney Bear.
Yeah,
she's a real looker. Uh-huh. I mean, not like that Ruth Bader Ginsburg. You know, looks like one of those house elves from Harry Potter.
Well, come on now.
I mean, she really does, let's be honest. I mean, she makes Judge Judy look like Pamela Anderson in her prime,
that's just
if we're going to compare things.
That's not fair.
Where was I? Oh, yeah, the swimsuit competition. Yep, Brett Kavanaugh has an amazing pair of legs. I think he got a Brazilian before the thing, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
All I know is everybody, especially Vice President Pence, said he looked great in a Speedo.
Well, if Pence is on board. Now, you got to go to Great Britain on Thursday. That's just 24 hours from now. Are you ready to do that trip?
You know what? I'm not really looking forward to that. You know, the people there have the worst accents. I mean, you need subtitles to understand what the hell they're saying. You really do. But there is one guy I'd like to meet. He goes by the name Big Ben. I hear he has huge hands. You can see him from miles away. Even the small hand is huge. Probably, how about that, huh? It really is.
Check with one of your assistants on that story. You're going to have tea with Queen Elizabeth at Windsor Castle?
Well, they told me I was supposed to do that. But you know what? I'm not going to let that old broad push me around. I'll sit down with Grandma, okay? But there's no way I'm having tea. No tea. No, we're going to split a six-pack of Diet Coke, and I'll get her a couple quarter pounders, maybe some filet of fishes. She's going to love it. They're so soft, she won't even need to put her teeth in.
That's not just, you're just killing us. You're killing us. All right, the Trump golf course in Scotland, that whole thing is blown up on you.
Cochran, have you been to Scotland?
Well, yeah.
It's beautiful.
Right.
It's beautiful. My golf course in Scotland is a spectacular place. So unique. You got to come see it. Like, if you hit your ball into the water hazard there, the Loch Ness Monster fires it right back at you from its blowhole.
Oh, that's cool.
Lots of fun. Yeah, it's called the Trump Haggis International Golf Course. I came up with the name. Very classy name.
Yes.
It's right next to the Trump Haggis Casino and Resort Hotel, of course, in the beautiful countryside of Aberdabadoo.
It's not the name of the town.
And the golfers there in Scotland, Cochran, I mean, you know this. They're so good.
Yeah.
Some of the most amazing alcoholic athletes in the entire world. They really are.
Now, Mr. President, looks more and more like your former lawyer, Michael Cohen, is going to flip and cooperate with the Mueller investigation. Mr. Cohen could be listening right now. Do you have any messages for him?
You know, this is very sad. You know, because I love that hangdog-faced backstabber, Michael Cohen, like he was one of my own kids. I really did. He actually took the place of one of them for a while.
Yes.
Now I got to go back to loving that big dummy Eric again.
Right.
From what all the fake media is saying, Michael Cohen is going to screw me so much, I might just have to pay him $130,000 in hush money.
Well, thank God you've got some experience there. Now, one last question. You're set to meet Vladimir Putin next week in Finland. You sound like you're really looking forward to that. How do you get ready?
I am so excited about getting together with Vladdy. You have no idea.
Uh-huh.
He's my non-collusion BFF. He really is. You know, in fact, I already went and picked out a special jacket to wear when we get together. It's kind of a long green trench coat. And on the back, in big white letters, it says, I don't really collude. Do you?
That's perfect. It really is.
It's going to be nice.
Yeah,
nice
thanks. Touch. Thanks for calling. I know you're busy. Thank you, Mr. Trump.
Get me the hell out of Belgium, Doc. Okay.
I told you the NATO thing was off to a rough start.
That's good.
This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Find a place in this building where I can get a Diet Coke at this hour.
Oh, you can. At Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts sells Diet Cokes or Pepsis or whatever?
It's Diet Coke. It's Diet Coke for sure.
There's also a place in the morning.
Sells.
I don't drink coffee.
Lottery tickets, a newsstand that's open right near the Dunkin' Donuts. Right,
and there's also the little bakery that's down there in the lobby.
In other words, there's lots of options.
Yeah. Plenty of options. Or I'll run over to the Swiss Hotel and get you one.
And they have cans of Diet Coke, which are even better.
I've got to find a place.
I think
there's
bakery,
no options whatsoever.
You're crowdsourcing.
The bakery doesn't open until 7, I think. The Dunkin' Donuts is open at 5. The funny thing about the bakery is if people knew, it is at 5, the one in the headway right below us. We celebrate birthdays here a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a feeling our management chose this building because there's a bakery that has cakes right downstairs.
Hilarious.
That you can buy all the time. Because they have full cakes.
So you think let's be honest here, Stephanie... In particular,
our boss, Stephanie,
influenced this building
and
because
our boss,
of
Todd, because he's a big on the cakes. He's in charge of cake detail as well.
Right, but Stephanie would have pushed this because she loves a party.
She loves a party, yes. And there's cakes right downstairs in the lobby.
Before we get to you, today's most valuable person on the planet, your MVP. Some more awkward ex text 773. You know what's awkward? Running into your ex in the personal section at Walgreens, the very personal section.
Mm-hmm. You mean like vitamins?
Nope. More personal than that. Couple aisles over.
Vitamins are pretty personal.
Dave, I'm talking about the condominium section. You know what I'm talking about? That's what I'm talking
gotcha.
About.
Yes. A15, my niece got married recently. Her husband's related to my ex-wife. Whoever set up the seating chart didn't know we used to be married. So at the reception, they had my current wife on my right, my ex on my left.
What? Oh, that's fun.
Awkward. 6 year old, my ex-boyfriend messaged me on Facebook. The message just said, hey. So my boyfriend grabbed my phone and said, hey, this is her boyfriend. My ex congratulated him and told him I was the best he ever had.
That's kind of like the big trump card when you can say stuff like that.
847, when my husband and I were married, both of our ex-fiancés were at the wedding. We requested the DJ call him to the dance floor and played Could Have Been Me. We had an ex-fiancé dance. We thought it was hilarious. A little awkward for the other people, though, who didn't know that was the joke.
Oh, that's funny. We both have ex-fiancés? I mean, that's like...
Do you think like that
How
would be
How many ex-fiancés do you have?
Yeah, that's a smaller percentage.
Niche,
right?
Yeah, zero. Nil.
Nil.
810, 1 year during New Year's, I was at my girlfriend at the Times house to celebrate. We were kissing at midnight, and she loudly broke wind and yelled, first fart of the new year. Oh, that's sweet. See, that's why she's your ex.
I was going to say, that's that might be elaborating a little bit on the question of the day, the text question. But
well, that's an awkward moment with your ex. That's an awkward moment with your ex.
Yeah.
The most valuable person on the planet. We probably need some production for this, don't we?
Yeah, like some sort of jingle. Where's the cost?
The most valuable know what the cost? The cost is wisdom teeth blew up.
Yeah.
How many people at 59? Is he 59?
I think he's 57.
No, I'm
57. 57. Yeah, he's 59.
58 going to be 59.
Yeah, that's it. That's
how many people have their wisdom teeth at that age? A lot of people? I don't know.
They actually exploded?
blew up as in very painful, and they had to be yanked
that's
out.
That's terrible.
Thank you for asking that, Steve, because I was wondering the same thing.
Shards everywhere. Shards of teeth.
So anyway, he can't sing until his face stops swelling.
But he could be. He should have recorded himself. That's a new thing, right? When you come out and you're still kind of hopped up, you do funny things that you could put on Facebook or YouTube.
I bet he doesn't do funny stuff because he's funny naturally. So probably when he comes out of that, he's not funny. He's probably like
probably doing algebra, equations and
right.
See, I've been told when I was been under anesthesia, I still interview people, but I'll keep asking the same question over and over again because I don't know what I'm doing. I woke up and a doctor goes, you asked me the same question 37 times. That's what you did.
Good to see your ADD.
All right. So the most valuable person on the planet for Tuesday. Tuesday? Steady Tuesday?
Yes.
Today's Wednesday.
Okay.
That's hilarious. We're like, yes.
Not we all. You and Dave thought it was Tuesday.
Uh-oh. What's that?
Today's Wednesday, July 11th.
All right. It's Wednesday.
It is.
That would be hump day for those of you keeping track.
The most valuable persons on the planet are anyone at your local 7-Eleven in charge because today is free Slurpees day.
Oh, 7-Eleven, right?
7-Eleven Day means free Slurpees. Guests can pick up a free small Slurpee from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. today. Apparently no breakfast Slurpees?
I don't think so.
The timing is during peak of summer. It's appropriately the cool beverage you've been craving. And all Slurpees are eligible for the promotion, including their ridiculous new Captain Crunch Crunchberry Slurpee. If you're so inclined, 7-Eleven also offers a dollar. Well, I could have left offal in there. $1 hot dogs. Anybody had a hot dog from 7-Eleven lately?
Not lately.
No.
As well as on July 18th, which is National Hot Dog Day, where you get the hot dog, I guess, cheaper, and the Slurpees you have to pay for.
I knew today was 7-Eleven Day, free Slurpees, because it is actually a thing that the camp does that my son goes to.
Oh, they get
Slurpees? They walk to the 7-Eleven and get the Slurpees.
Slurpees are one of those things that have stood the test of time. Like, our kids get Slurpees. You would think that would have died off, because they were popular when we were younger.
Can I tell you, I've never had a Slurpee.
You've never had a Slurpee?
Oh, it's 7-Eleven Day.
Never
it doesn't
had a
when does it start? It starts at 11 a.m. We can't get to 7-Eleven to expedite, deliver to Steve Cochran, who's never had a
Slurpee. Never had a Slurpee.
Show field trip.
I don't know if they make a Diet Coke Slurpee. They have a Coke
Slurpee.
It is so delicious. Yeah. Cherry. That's my favorite.
Isn't it just crushed ice and flavoring?
Yes.
It's carbonated.
Some chemicals and sugar in there.
It's not crushed.
Sounds like America to me.
It's the Slurpee American secret recipe. It's kept in a safe at Slurpee Hut.
If you tell me, you'll have to kill me.
Yeah.
7-Eleven, by the way, is like the biggest chain in Scandinavia. I'm not kidding. Really? There are 7-Elevens everywhere in Denmark and Norway.
Did you have a Norwegian Slurpee?
I did not. I passed.
By the way,
didn't
that sound like something you'd pay a lot of money for in the wrong part of town? Norwegian did you have a Norwegian Slurpee?
Yeah. No, I
seems like
took
you'd
a
get
pass
that in Amsterdam.
That.
Yeah, it's like an awkward ex story. Yeah, and then there's a Norwegian Slurpee.
Next thing I know, I get a Norwegian Slurpee. sometimes this show's just for me.
I would like you to. I would like to take a video
of me having my first Slurpee
in studio. No, if you could tell people our new studio's the headphone jack for the host is far away from the host.
Right.
So every time you move to your left, your headphones pull from your ear.
Right. It's a risk just trying to do this show because like the headphones are going to get snapped off my head at any moment.
Occupational hazard.
It would be a good video. So Pete can maybe shoot that and we could put it up.
My head, speaking of my giant melon, the big advantage we have right now for me is the giant melon is casting a shadow, much like an eclipse, on the control board so I can actually see the lights.
It's actually casting a shadow on the entire studio, Steve.
Is it really?
I'm watching on video. The whole studio is...
Well, the good news for you, that means six more weeks of summer. I have four passes to the 11th Annual Blackhawks Convention at the Hilton Chicago, July 27th through the 29th, now just a couple of weeks away. Get your convention passes and hotel guest rooms at chicagoblackhawks.com. All right, it's up to you, Justin. What caller?
All right, well, Crow's what, number 50? So you say 50, 50 divided by 10 is 5, and then you add the fact that how many games did he miss this year? Something like 40 games.
Yeah.
So then you're going to add 40 to that 45, and you're going to divide that by 5.
Get you back to 9.
Get you to 9, then I would say divide. Then you take that 2 back that I gave her. That's 7th caller.
7th caller.
981-7200. 7th caller.
7th caller. You're going to win the Blackhawks tickets. And congratulations to you in advance because you look like a winner to me. How do I register for the free Silverado?
WGNradio.com/contests.
WGNradio.com/contests.
Giving that away in October.
Register today. Sign up today. Get in today. It's a 100th edition. It's a Chevy Silverado. It's in 100th edition Centennial Blue. Matches my eyes.
And that's my line.
It doesn't match my eyes.
It matches my eyes.
It doesn't match my eyes. It's 7:32. Let's come back and get your headlines next on 720 WGN.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
See the new anti-J.B. Pritzker commercial with Daniel Biss. Daniel Biss talking. It's a news clip prior to one of their debates. And Christopher Kennedy's in it as well. But Daniel Biss talking about how J.B. is Madigan's guy. I mean, you imagine how ugly this is going to be by the time we get to, say, Halloween?
I guess the issue I have with that kind of commercial is that anyone who runs against in the primary is going to say something bad about their challenger. I would assume J.B. Pritzker could do a ton of ads featuring Jeannie Ives talking about the incumbent Governor Rauner. So it gets a little weird that it makes it seem like they're against this candidate, but it was in all fair and love and war kind of thing before.
Yeah, it was when everybody was against everybody.
Yeah, so I doubt Daniel Biss right now is saying the same thing.
Well, that's a reason to bring him on.
Yeah.
So we should have Daniel Biss on to talk about what in all his own political plans as we go forward. And J.B. Pritzker is taking a lot of grief, too, about Toilet Gate. And ripping the toilets out of his
I just love the character,
Gold Coast house.
The caricature. The guy who plays J.B. Pritzker.
Yeah, the fat guy with the bad rug. Can you imagine a casting session for that?
We're looking for millionaire with wavy hair who can hold a toilet.
You know this. Here's the deal. When an audition happens, you go in and you sit in a room and you look around the room and you go, seriously, I look like all these guys?
That's great.
So the guy comes in and it doesn't matter what his hair is because they put the bad rug on him. And the job is to take a sledgehammer to a toilet and then sit on it and just look like you're goofy.
Now, give us a look that says, I'm so rich.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It had to be interesting. I don't know who that guy is, but if any of you folks know and you want to text us the answer, I'd love to hear from him. 312-981-7200. Texters, we're taking those awkward X texts today. All right, speaking of politics, Gary McCarthy's on the phone. Former Chicago police superintendent made some news yesterday, and Mayor Emanuel sort of had a counter press conference, I suppose, just about the same time about policing and handling that as the mayor. Good morning, Mr. McCarthy.
Hey, good morning, guys. Am I calling number seven?
No, you've won nothing, and you'll like it. GaryForMayor.com, G-A-R-R-Y, GaryForMayor.com is a website. All right, so listen, you've run major police departments, including our own. Just to cut to the chase from your press conference yesterday, explain to everybody your stance on this, because it sounded like you're saying the mayor needs to get out of police oversight.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If you look at what's happened over the last couple of years, City Hall has gone into the department and basically rewritten all the policies that exist there. And that is, and there was also a witch hunt that was conducted after my termination. Minor disciplinary cases resulted in people getting terminated. So, you know, it was politically expedient for the mayor to say that I'm tough on the police. And that's what he did. And it's going to take years to repair the department as a result of all of these factors. Now, that's not even including the fact that I fought him off for years. If left to his own devices, he would micromanage everything.
This is before you two started butting heads seriously at the end. Because let's get to the chase here. Why were you fired? To your knowledge, why were you fired?
I've never been told why. He wanted me to resign, and I wouldn't do it. It took 17 days. Most people don't know the backstory that they called me every day and asked me if I was resigning. And the only reason I got a letter of termination signed by his chief of staff was because somebody filed a FOIA request for my termination, for my letter of resignation.
And did you ever say
to own the fallout?
Did you ever say to the mayor or to the chief of staff, this is about Laquan McDonald, this is about that case, and you guys need to own that or anything like that in conversation?
No. I had a very frank conversation with the mayor, my very last conversation with him. And to say it was frank is probably an understatement, but he knows.
Mr. McCarthy, as superintendent, what was your relationship like with the mayor? And as voters look to choose a mayor coming up here in the municipal election, the question, I guess, is just how much of this is personal, how much of this is you guys being rivals, or how much of this is politics and a future direction for the city of Chicago?
Well, you need to realize that I didn't choose this path. People came to me a couple of years ago and started pushing me towards it. And being a public servant, I can't stand by and watch what's happening here, especially since I have a young child. I have a 21-month-old son, and I don't want him to grow up in this environment where I'm not leaving the city. I'm recently remarried 4 years ago. My wife has a law practice here, and her family's here, and we're not going anywhere.
So
I can't watch what's happening.
And I respect the fact that you have an opinion and an objective and an agenda and things you want to change. But there's an obvious question that's lurking out here, and that is, we have seen video, we the public have seen video of Laquan McDonald being shot 16 times. That case will be adjudicated right, and fairly played out. But that directly right, leads to police oversight and things that you may have missed or things that may have been missed prior to you or an endemic culture of problems. You know me, and you've known me for a long time. I back you guys 110%, but we also know that right, in any company from WGN to the police department and back, there are a few bad apples that have to be dealt with. So at a case like that, how do we trust that the police department is going to have the proper oversight, and why wouldn't we want the mayor to be involved in something like that?
Well, we need to go back and rewrite the revisionist history that's been created. Now, during my tenure, it wasn't just about reducing crime. We reduced complaints against officers. There was a 68% reduction in police-related shootings. So this quote-unquote reform was well underway. I was being looked at as one of the most progressive reformist chiefs in the country. So, you know, the politics of this is what took over in the Laquan McDonald case. And if an officer violates the law, they need to be prosecuted. But it doesn't mean that you throw the whole baby out with the baby, baby out with the water.
Right.
And take a look at what happened in New York with the Eric Garner quote unquote chokehold strangle case.
Right.
Bill Bratton was not fired. New York did not reverse course. They refined their policies, and they're still moving forward. We're going in the other direction. 332 more murders over the last 3 years. That's mass murder.
But, Mr. McCarthy, if you, as mayor, if you were mayor, wouldn't you want to reserve the right to be able to step in if you had to rule and be the person who is accountable if there are problems with the police department?
I will be accountable because I'm going to appoint the person who's going to run the department. But I'm also going to give them the authority and the accountability at the same time. The Laquan McDonald case is a clear case where I had accountability but not authority. I was not in charge of the investigation. That was done by IPRA, now COPA. And I wasn't in charge of the disciplinary system. I can only make recommendations to the police board. Anytime you have accountability without authority, it fails.
The plan to stem the tide of violence, as you said, your belief is you were headed in the right direction before you were fired. What would you do as mayor, and how are you going to compete without the money that goes into this big money politics world that we live in? Stand by. More with former Superintendent Gary McCarthy in a second.
This is 720 WGN Chicago.
Gary for mayor.com. It's police superintendent, former police superintendent Gary McCarthy, who has been in this mayoral campaign for a while now. How do you feel about all politics since you jumped into this pool?
I don't like the process. You know, I want to talk about policies. I want to talk about things that are important. I want to talk about the education system, the taxes, and the crime. The fact that Mexico City has a lower murder rate per capita than Chicago. And what I constantly get are personal assaults. And this is troubling.
Well,
because it's their pathetic responses, but then they're reported.
Here's the thing that people get frustrated with, and you know this because you've heard it every day of your life since you've been in town. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? And there's no answer that's going to fix this problem tomorrow, but you're just as sick as I am and everybody else of the fact that around the country, people think this is the wild, wild west, and you can't walk down Michigan Avenue without being shot. It's complete nonsense. That's the national image that's painted by Donald Trump. It's the national image that's painted by national media in too many easy, lazy stories about the city of Chicago. Having said that, the people that live in the worst neighborhoods in Chicago deserve the same sort of security and the ability to live their lives to their full potential that the rest of us do. So what do we do about those neighborhoods that's not more fathers have to stay in the home? That's a generational fix. What do we do now?
Well, first of all, I laid out a 14-point plan just 2 days ago to talk about how to reduce the crime. But beyond that, the taxes, the economy, and the education system are all linked to the gun violence issue. And we have to approach it in a holistic fashion. We have to bring back the trade schools, especially on the south and the west side. And we have to give small businesses tax breaks to go there and create an economy. That's one of the things that we need to do. We need to stop borrowing to pay our debt. And we need to actually have budgets that mean something and not just blow through them. So creating a functional police department is only part of it. And the reason why, by the way, what we're doing is we're putting up all my press conferences on the website is because this information is not getting out. When it gets reported by the press, they'll pick up on one or two things, they'll put it out there, and they'll think that's done. We also did a press conference a month ago about transparency and ethics in city government and running city government like a business. So all of these things are interrelated.
Mr. McCarthy, I just want to ask, you know, one of the things that you mentioned just in this last week was you do not support the idea of a new police academy in the city of Chicago. This has been something the mayor has pushed, bringing training and a new facility to build a new building on the west side. Why don't you support this? It seems like this would be something that the police would want to help with training, to help with the academy, with cadets, and being able to have a robust police force.
Well, first of all, we have an adequate police education facility. If we want to expand on that, there's plenty of other ways to do it, and I endorse that. But $95 million is the cost up front, which we know is going to be about $180 million by the time it's done, because that's what we do here. We never do projects on time or within budget. $180 million to go towards social services, and I'll find a lot of other ways to spend that money that will do something. Not create a nice, shiny object to point at and say, hey, I'm all about police reform because I'm investing in a police academy. It's nonsense, guys.
Before I let you go, I've heard estimates that Rahm Emanuel's campaign has 10 to 100 times more money set aside than your campaign does, depending on who you're talking to. How are you going to compete?
Well, it's pretty simple. Third-time incumbents are judged solely on their track record. So you tell me how well he's done over the last 7 years. The only thing that's gotten better in the city is the Cubs, and he'll take credit for that. At the end of the day,
it's a decent line. I'm giving you credit for that line. That's a good line.
Well, you guys could use it without attribution if you want.
Sure.
But there's three separate polls out there. Mine, Rahm Emanuel's, and Lori Lightfoot's. All three of them put me in second place, taking him to a runoff. His negative numbers are through the roof. That's where he loses.
And that's
at the end of the day, his winning is not going to matter.
And that's the key. A runoff is the key in the way the city is structured in that regard. All right, we'll talk more. GaryForMayor.com. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
That's Gary Thank McCarthy, you. Who sounds like he reluctantly would like to be your new mayor. Doesn't sound like he's fired up for the job.
I'd love to get him in here where we could sit down for an hour, because there's a lot of questions still about Laquan McDonald and the trial that's coming up. There's still a lot of questions about his plans outside of the police department and crime, and the things that he said it all is about crime. So it'll be interesting to have him in to see his points.
I agree.
On the 14-point plan. Also, the only other thing I would say, Steve, is for a guy who is a police superintendent to be surprised at how the media treats people. He's already had a lot of experience with that over the years that he's been police superintendent, so I'm surprised that he's continuing, that he doesn't like the media in Chicago.
That's the number one go-to for politicians, yeah. And I think it serves Rahm Emanuel well that he doesn't play that card like he used to. At 8:02, we're way late here, but for obviously good reasons. We'll come back with Dean Richards in a moment after we do the news, which is next on 720 WGN.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, honey, you know I love you more than when I should.
Live to Channel 9. Hi, Dean.
Good morning. You sound like you're in a new studio.
We are in a new studio. Have you done a show from the studio? What would we call this? The Lake Studio? The Lakeside Studio?
This is not sure, but it's
it but to describe it more to the listeners.
East View.
It's the Navy Pier Studio.
The right. Navy Pier Studio. Over my right shoulder and my left shoulder, the lake and Navy Pier and a spectacular
Very
view.
Pretty. Very pretty. Yeah.
America's greatest city.
I can't wait to get my hands on that control board.
Sounds threatening. Dean, text question of the day is awkward X moment. 773, my buddy went on a dating website, had a 96% match to his ex-wife. If you like piña coladas.
My sister has been matched to her exes on social, on dating sites.
So what do you think when that happens? Do you go, I made a mistake?
No, I think you think that other 4% was the problem.
Or maybe you think the website sucks.
That could be the case.
7:08 at my luncheon for my brother's funeral, I was seated between my ex-wife and my girlfriend. Boy, we've had a bunch of those. Bad seating charts.
Yeah.
And Well, aren't there apparently quite a few spouses passing away, too?
Yeah, a lot of dead folks. A15, I accidentally texted my ex-husband that I wasn't wearing pants.
Who hasn't done that, Steve?
Right, exactly. And one more. This is a text story. Babe, I'm pregnant. Me, that's great, but we haven't done it in 5 years. Oops, sorry. I should have deleted your number. Seems like you'd know the number to call and text when that happened. Awkward X text, 312-981-7200. It's just not good. It's not good. We got a Denzel story.
He was on Kimmel last night talking about the Chicago celebrity that he tried to get drunk.
Do we have sound for this?
We do. We do.
Do we have that, Joe? Oh, I got to hear this. This is from, you said Kimmel?
Jimmy Kimmel last night, Denzel Washington, is out promoting his new movie, Equalizer 2. But they start talking about basketball, and he's a big Lakers fan. Mm-hmm. A Chicago story came up.
There you go.
I was at the Chicago Bulls game with Spike Lee when Michael Jordan made that famous shot. I was there. And we went out to dinner that night afterwards. And he's famous. I was doing security work. Michael Jordan's famous.
You went out to dinner with Michael?
I went out
after that game?
After that game, and because the next game they would come to L.A. to play. And I was trying to get him drunk, trying to get him off the
That's a Lakers fan, yeah. You can take him
didn't
out
work, drunk.
It didn't work? Yeah, did you buy him shots? Did he drink?
He acted like he would put it to his lip and then put it back down.
Oh, very interesting. So maybe he's the greatest of all time.
He was that night.
That's a good line.
Good story.
That's a good line. That's a good story. Line. I like Denzel going, he's famous. Yeah. Can you imagine Denzel going out and not being the focus of attention?
Not being the most famous guy around.
How about that?
Everybody's got a Michael Jordan bar story.
Are you got one?
No, but I mean, I've seen him in a bar. So even Denzel Washington has a Michael Jordan sighting.
Michael doesn't get seen as much lately, but I think that makes it more special. Yeah. It's like an eclipse.
Well, he's busy with those twins.
Yeah, or golfing. One of the two.
Let's see. Which of the two could it possibly be?
Tom Petty, Reese Witherspoon, George Clooney's face. That's all coming up. And is The Cave Rescue already a movie script? Dean will tell you when we come back.
He'll be calling his name. Oh. Dean Richards, the entertainment editor, Channel 9 and 720.
823. I also want to thank Jeff Sluman. Jeff Sluman and I co-hosted the pairings party last night for the Pro-Am at Exmoor this week for the PGA Tour Champions event. And Sluman's great. Sluman looks better than ever. He's 60 years old now, Dave.
He's a young guy.
Yeah. What's the deal? You look better than ever.
You know, I think as you hit 60, Steve, you actually start to go the other way. You start to get younger. That's how I feel.
You two guys are like Benjamin Button.
That's exactly right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Except he plays golf better.
I'll have whatever you two are drinking.
Let me go live to Dean at Channel 9 for the most important question of the day. How's your mom?
Oh, thank you. She's fine. Yeah, she's fine. She had breast cancer surgery yesterday. She's 95 years old. Routine mammogram. They found a small tumor in her breast, and it was malignant. So they did a lumpectomy yesterday at the Rush Medical Center. They're amazing there. The breast center at Rush, I cannot speak more highly of them and their staff. And
those are my mom's breast cancer.
Amazing. Yep. Amazing. Expertise, compassion, everything. Really great. But, you know, 95-year-old having any kind of surgery is, you know, super risky. But she came through with flying colors. She was awake from the surgery about a half an hour after they brought her out.
She's making yogurt.
Yelling at me. And you wore that to the hospital. she's sitting up in bed. It's half an hour after coming out of the operating room. She wants to eat. I'm hungry.
Well, that's great.
Food. So she's,
it's a great sign.
She's doing great. She already called me this morning. When are you coming to pick me up?
She wants out. She wants to get out. She wants to go home.
Yeah. She's got barbells to lift.
She's something else, man.
She's amazing.
And at 95, how do you do that conversation? Because at 95, when the doc says, well, we could do surgery, is there a moment where you go, whoa, yeah. Or just because it's your mom, you go, let's go?
Yeah. We've been, it was a very difficult decision. Last couple of weeks, they said it's at her age, it'll be a slow growing cancer.
Okay,
we probably can do nothing. But they said she's a strong woman. If it continues to grow and then she's 96 or 97 or whatever, it's then we're going to have fewer options as she gets older. I said, what would you do if it was your mother? And they said, let's get it out now and be done with it. She's pretty strong. They did all the preoperative testing, and they're like, she is an amazing 95-year-old.
Something else. Yeah. Born in 1923, is that right?
1923, yep.
Also goes to show you should continue to get those screenings.
Yes, right? Very important.
So.
Exactly.
Very
right.
Important. Yep. All right, back to the show business. Tom Petty's box set's coming for you people that love your Tom Petty.
Yeah, this is kind of cool. They're going to release some material, previously unreleased material, 60 tracks. Of unreleased studio recordings and live recordings and alternate versions of popular songs. It's set to come out on September the 28th.
How's George Clooney's face?
George Clooney's face seems to be okay. His arm and his leg, amazingly, only some scrapes and bruises on it. Have you seen the video of the actual...
I did not.
...accident? It's out now. We have it on our TV website, but if you just Google George Clooney accident, there was like street cam video that shot as his motorcycle slams into a parked Mercedes-Benz car. He smacks into the hood and then bounces off of the windshield and goes flying. You can see pretty clearly in the video. And they sent him to the hospital. They did all kinds of tests. He walks away with cuts and bruises and was released from the hospital.
He's really lucky.
Right.
So
it's not like he's a 95-year-old. I don't want to give him too much credit.
Right, but I mean, if my body slammed against the hood of the car, watched that video.
Oh, I would still be in the hospital if it was me.
Yeah, I'm looking at the video now. So nobody else got hurt?
No.
It's remarkable.
He was in. It was a motorcycle against a car, so I don't know if anybody was in the parked car or not.
Yeah, I think if that car had been moving, there'd probably be more damage.
May have been.
Can you imagine the conversation, though, in the Italian hospital? We can't lose the Clooney.
Well, I think, or that conversation at home when Amal's like, you're no longer going to drive motorcycles.
Everybody,
anymore.
Come in here. We can't lose the Clooney.
I think I like your Italian accent better than your French accent. I never thought that could be possible.
What about the Queen? Oh, no. Donald Trump is coming today.
Hey, Queen. Look who we got over
in
this
Queen.
Bed.
Hey, Queen. George Clooney bounced off the car.
Hey, look. He used to be on the Facts of Life.
The worst accents. You know, I'm a man of four voices, mine and three bad impressions that I do. So it's just part of the joy of doing this show, Dean. You know that. We continue with the latest actor to play the Joker in an upcoming Batman movie at a party?
Name your Jokers. Name your Jokers so far.
Well, you got your Jack Nicholson.
Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger, Jack Nicholson.
Jared Leto.
Jared Leto, exactly right.
Screech from that show.
And not exactly correct.
Oh,
but now Joaquin Phoenix has
he's
signed.
He's a perfect Joker.
That's perfect.
Man, Joaquin Phoenix. You know what they do? They go to their movie actor directory and go, who's the most nuts person that we can cast this as Joker? He is going to be in a movie that Todd Phillips is going to direct, probably best known for doing the Hangover movies.
Yeah, right. Old school, too,
And it's a prequel, how the Joker got to be the way the Joker got to be.
You know, the David Letterman Netflix show, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction, is great, by the way. You got to get by Letterman's beard, but it's great.
I agree.
But Letterman, on one of the episodes, reveals that when Joaquin Phoenix had that famous sit-down where he was doing the movie for a year, it was a documentary that was being shot by, who's his buddy that was shooting it? I can't remember. But the whole point Casey Affleck, about a famous actor who's given up acting to become a rock star. The whole thing was a put-on. And you never knew if Letterman knew it, but he had that famous moment in The Bad Interview where he looks at Joaquin and he goes, Joaquin, I'm sorry you couldn't be here tonight. This is a great line. But he reveals in one of those shows on the Netflix series that he knew the deal the whole time. No, that was a setup.
That was genius acting on his part.
Yeah, though, really well done.
Because it sure looked like he was completely, not blindsided, but just annoyed the way Letterman was always amused when an interview went south.
Right.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel the editing in that show is unnatural.
Netflix show?
Yeah, they cut it, and I understand they have more material than they need, but sometimes the cutaways are, like, it's not quite right,
So, Dean, does that mean Jared Leto's out? He's not going to be the Joker again?
No, he's still going to do a Joker standalone film.
Okay.
So we're going to possibly have dueling Jokers.
But smart. I mean, DC is obviously losing to Marvel in its approach, but the one character that continues to be marketable is the Joker, so why not have everybody play the Joker?
Madigan?
Carol
Channing. Mike Madigan is the Joker.
Yeah. Carol Channing is...
Batman, I'm going to get you.
There's a good suggestion from the texters. How come Jim Carrey's never been the Joker?
He was the Riddler, right?
He did the Riddler, yeah.
Yeah, but what, you can't bring him back as the Joker? Who's keeping score?
Everyone's coming back as the Joker. Why not?
Yeah. I like Carol Channing. I think that's it's my favorite. I can't wait to see that one.
And the most famous Joker of all that we forgot about was Cesar Romero, TV Joker.
Oh, fantastic.
I was just looking at this Netflix Letterman thing again. Did you know that the producers of the show, to Sandberg's point, they're called the Radical Brothers? Maybe that's the problem.
Okay, so they do things differently?
Radical editing.
Apparently so.
I also think he pulls his pants up a little bit too high.
Dave?
Yes. Because they're sitting and I think the pants ride up. That's what I'm guessing.
He's at a point now. He's 70, so he's at a point now where his belt line may be right below the beard.
Should be,
that
right?
Beard's getting longer and the belt's getting higher.
Maybe the beard is attached to the belt line.
Oh, hey, now you've got
something. Maybe that's why the beard is so bushy, that it's actually hiding some clothespins or something.
Possible. Look, we were all thrilled when we found out the kids got out of the cave okay. Just an absolutely miraculous story. Doesn't it make sense that Hollywood has a movie idea ready to go on this?
They not only have an idea ready to go, they have producers on the site already.
God.
Two producers are said to be...
like ambulance chasing lawyers.
Already there, and they're talking to... I don't know who you talk to with regard to this, but they're checking it out to see...
Hey, kids, sign of these papers! It's the same Italian guy from Clooney.
Italian producers, yeah. The company that is looking at this right now is called Pure Flicks Film. They are one of these companies that do inspirational films and faith-based films. Mm-hmm. Their last one was called God's Not Dead. And apparently the wife of one of the producers went to school with the Thai Navy SEAL diver who passed away during the rescue effort, which... I'm not sure makes the whole thing even more creepy or somehow as a connection. I don't exactly understand that. But I mean, fortunately, everybody got out okay, so it's not like, too soon or anything like that. It is kind of an inspirational story.
And finally, because everyone has to do a talk show, Reese Witherspoon is going to get one.
I'm not sure how I feel about this.
Well, I know it's not necessary. She's a huge star. We don't need to see her on a talk show.
She won an Oscar. Does she need to do a talk show?
She doesn't need a talk show.
But listen to the premise of it, though, and then you'll say to me, Dean, this is such an unusual premise for a talk show.
Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty cool myself.
She's going to be sitting down and talking with female celebrities and trailblazing women.
Oh, well, there you go. It's fun.
Dolly Parton, Pink. Director Ava DuVernay, America Ferrara, scheduled to be a guest.
Abby Wambach is one of the people.
Abby Wambach, the former World Cup champ, and the woman who is the founder of the Spanx company.
Yeah, that's a good story.
Tell me how you invented Spanx.
She invented it because she was having a problem with... her wardrobe and wearing the type of clothes she wanted to wear and having them look the way she wanted to look. Next thing you know, she's got $1 billion.
Right. They're game changers in your life, though. So,
Steve, have you ever had a Spanx on?
Well, there is a male version.
There
no,
is.
I have not.
I think Phil Mickelson wears them.
Are they called Manx?
I'm not sure.
We did a couple of years ago. We had a male Spanx fashion show on the TV morning show, and I wore one.
uncomfortable?
It was the most uncomfortable thing I've ever had on in my life.
It's got to be like wearing a deep sea diving outfit, right?
Horrible. Horrible.
Yeah, they hold it holds everything in. So.
Aren't they made of like some stretchy rubber Lycra situation?
Not quite rubber, but yeah, they are.
Steve,
they're heavy duty.
Yeah, let me explain how.
They also make yoga pants now, which are amazing. And they make you look
Spanx
great.
Spanx makes yoga pants?
Yes, and they make everybody look great. So go get them.
Steve, I don't know. Maybe this will help better describe what the experience, what it feels like. Imagine if somebody wrapped you in duct tape. Like super, super tight, and you couldn't get out of it for any reason.
Sounds fun.
That's what it feels. That's what.
But you didn't have any bumps or lines under your dress, right, Dean?
I did not.
The things women do. I mean, the whoever came up with high heels. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to angle your foot so your toes smash for an entire evening. But that's why there's an open bar. Yep. There's an open bar to try to kill the pain that you're causing in your feet. That was the whole conversation that went on. They were Italians that did it. Hey, I got out of high heels.
Have you tried a new heel?
Hey, wait. Put this elastic thing around you first.
Save the Clooney's face.
Ah, this show has really reached new levels of classy.
Thank you, Dean.
See ya.
Headlines next, 720 WGN.
Back with more shenanigans on the Steve Cochran Show.
Our country is respected again all over the world.
Brother, please.
Yeah, live from the Allstate Skyline Studio on 720 WGN.
President Trump in the middle of blowing up NATO. We can talk about that coming up. 847 Texter. Awkward ex-text after trying to have me arrested for kidnapping her cat, which I was picking up from a friend's house because she asked me to, and then not speaking to her for 4 weeks. She called and asked me to give her $400 for rent. I laughed for 20 seconds and hung up. We haven't talked since. That doesn't seem so awkward. It just seems like a good move.
I love that these texts, the awkward experiences with your texts, with your ex, has turned into how much they hate their ex.
Yeah.
That's usually what we're getting now. Now
so it's therapy.
A flood of, like, my ex is such a jerk. All right. That wasn't a question, but.
Our most valuable person on the planet today was any 7-Eleven.
Yeah, 7-Eleven.
And I admitted I've never had a Slurpee.
Never. It's just hard to believe.
And MVPP, by the way, is every day. Never had a Slurpee. And Dave, even you've had a Slurpee.
Yes, I have. When I was a kid, they invented Slurpees. I remember.
Oh, he was back when they were invented.
Yes.
So Pete Zimmerman went out to the nearby 7-Eleven and got me a Slurpee. And I also apparently criticized the hot dogs. He brought me back a hot dog as well. And all I'm going to tell you is we've been up for 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah.
Okay? So this is not as outlandish as you think it is. This is a cherry Slurpee?
Slurpee. Which
what
is,
do you estimate is in this?
Sugar?
It's sugar. It's pure liquid sugar.
Okay. Cherry syrup. I imagine there's
more
some
sugar.
Syrup.
And then some sugar on top of that.
Yeah.
And a little bit of ice.
Yeah. And it's been sitting here for a while, so there is really just a little bit of ice.
Oh, did I mention sugar? There's sugar in there, too.
I think the daily intake for a grown man is, what, 32 grams of sugar? What is it, about 132 in this?
You're going to get it right now.
Okay, here we go.
All right, here we go.
It's my first Slurpee.
Slurp it.
God bless all of them.
like a you're a sommelier.
Nasty. Really, really nasty. Yeah. Like some really tart kind of bite to it. Yeah.
Oh,
wait till that aftertaste
kind of like
kicks in.
It's a cherry popsicle, I think.
You're going to be addicted to those.
You think?
Mm-hmm. Anybody have an insulin pen just in case?
All right, one more time.
Yeah,
one more time with feeling.
Get it.
Wow, that's great.
Stir it up. Make sure it's nice and slurpy.
Yeah.
Yeah, shouldn't I be getting more of a slurp out of it?
When you get to the end of it, when you get to the bottom, then it's like a lot of...
Because usually you suck up all the juice, and there's a little bit of ice left, and that's when you're looking for more juice, because you've become addicted to the syrup.
And I think this doesn't have the straw with the little spoon on the bottom.
It doesn't have the spoon, yeah.
And you know what goes great with a Slurpee at 8:45 in the morning? What do they call these?
7-Eleven Big Bite
Hot Dog. The Big Bite Hot Dog. Which I'm going to offer to anyone on this show that would like it.
Well, and you didn't mention what Pete Zimmerman did to that hot dog.
He put ketchup on it because he knows that's the way I like it because that's okay.
That's your preferred method.
Well, I'm on the East Coast. You know, I grew up on the East Coast.
Just ketchup,
we had hot dogs,
else?
We had ketchup.
So just ketchup, nothing else?
No. Mm-mm. That's
just
it.
Ketchup.
Yeah, I'm with you, too. I think that's more of an East Coast thing.
Yeah. It's not the end of the world that you have ketchup on a hot dog.
I can't do it.
I wouldn't have been able to do that.
Yeah.
All right, so does anyone want my hot dog ketchup?
I do. Ketchup hot dog. Okay. Oh, over here in the traffic department.
All right, come on over there. Ms. Jeanette. You know what? Slurpee. Slurp it up. It's my first Slurpee.
I was half tempted.
You know, you never forget your first time.
I was half tempted to ask for part of that hot dog, but I don't want the hate mail with the ketchup thing.
Yeah, you
I
can't just, be seen eating that,
Steve.
Nope.
Steve, is that a Norwegian Slurpee?
No, but again, a Norwegian Slurpee, very expensive, depending on what part of the world you get it in.
It's coming home. It's coming home. It's coming. Football's coming home.
We'll go on getting back.
Semi-final number two. Who will play France?
France.
Or if you're from this country, France. Who's going to play France?
Or from Chicago. France.
Those are the French.
The runner-up game, the third place game, is Saturday. The World Cup final is Sunday. And, of course, England would like to be there. I picked Team England at the beginning of this because my pal, Paul Coit, is a fine British soccer superstar expert, speaks of football, soccer as we call it, often on Talk Sport, a national network in Great Britain and around the planet, I'm sure. Good morning, Paul.
Steve, good morning. I'm very nervous. The whole country is shaking.
I bet.
Really.
And that's because Trump is visiting?
Exactly. We're already worried about the football now.
No, the amazing story is the President of the United States is visiting the UK, and it's not even close to the biggest story. Not even remotely close to the biggest story.
You know what politicians do about burying bad news? So it's in the middle of the World Cup, so it's probably a good time to come. Everybody's going to be indoors watching the football. Nobody's going to be out. I mean, this is like the biggest thing in 28 years as far as football, and this is our national sport. So people are getting crazy about it.
It is a big deal. Kicks off what time?
Kicks off 7 o'clock our time, which is 1 o'clock your time. So 1 o'clock lunchtime, England versus Croatia. Yeah, it sounds like it should be easier than it really is, but we're, being British, looking on the dark side and just thinking, oh, yeah, but they've got those players. They've got Luka Modric. They've got even Rakitic and lots of other itches. And they're all playing the side, and we're just not going to stand a hope. But everybody is, honestly, it's just ridiculous fever that's here at the moment.
Well,
I've never done anything like it.
It's not ridiculous at all. It's completely understandable. And Croatia starts with what letter, Paul? C. C.
Croatia starts with a C, my
and
friend.
And C is also the first letter in the word cheating. Cheating! They're big cheaters! The Croatians are cheaters!
Are they? When have they done that?
I don't know. What is the greatest threat to the English dominance that I expect to happen today on the pitch? Ooh, look what I did there.
That's excellent. And I'll answer something seriously, and it's a man that I've known over the years. He used to play for Tottenham Hotspur. His name is Luka Modric. It's M-O-D-R-I-C, because you can't say, you'd say Luka Modric, but it's bitch, because it's Croatian. And this guy's unbelievable. He plays for Real Madrid these days. Very good player. Very small. He's about 3'2". Long hair, but an amazing footballer, and he's 32 years old. He's the guy that we've got to look out for. In fact, they're all pretty good, but yeah, we just need to beat them. And if we do, it'll be the first World Cup final that we've played in 52 years.
It's very exciting. And unlike our president, who wants to rip the Queen and the Prime Minister in your country, I am fully behind Team England. Dave, are you with me?
I am with you, Stephen. May I ask Paul a question?
Yeah, absolutely.
And this is a little bit off the subject, but Paul, I'm wondering what the reaction is in England to the transfer of Cristiano Ronaldo from Madrid to Juventus.
Juventus is that's Italian clothing. Juventus is the team, and it's you know what? I'll be absolutely honest with you. He's like the world's most famous footballer, but at the moment, we don't care. We don't care about anything at the moment. Trump's coming over. There's problems in the government. We've got our Brexit secretary gone. Boris Johnson's resigned as foreign secretary. We don't care because England are in the semi-final of the World Cup, and that, at the moment, is all we're worried about.
Now, here's the thing. I am off for the rest of the week, so we won't be talking until Monday. And on Monday, we could be talking about celebrating a World Cup win when England beats France.
It could be. But you know what? There's a guy who was he's a very famous English comedian, and he's dead now. And then I remember interviewing him a couple of times. And his name was Eric Sykes, and he was in lots of films. And when I interviewed him, what he used to do, before he did anything, or he's filmed over like 50, 60 years, and he used to carry around a little block of wood with him. So if ever he said anything, he would actually touch this, and he would go, touch wood. So that's what I'm doing. Oh. I'm standing near wood at all times.
Yeah,
so I don't even want to curse it by saying on Monday we could be celebrating just in case.
I understand, but I'm a firm believer in Harry Kane and the boys on your side.
I appreciate that, and I know you're behind us, and the fact that you are means a lot to us. We just need to win the darn game of football or soccer.
Let me go to Joe on this. Joe's the only other big soccer fan on the show. Joe, England or Croatia?
Oh, I'm taking England.
Good call.
Good call.
I like Croatia's midfield, but they just don't have the scoring prowess to keep up with England.
There you go.
The only thing I'll say is Tony Kukoc was from Croatia, so, you know.
Oh.
There's that.
That has nothing to do with this.
That's, I'm just saying. That's, you know, where Chicago's allegiances are.
We're all Brit all the time. And, again, if I could just say this in conclusion, because I feel like I should on behalf of the rest of America, we're sorry.
Yes.
But President Trump won't
That's
be there
okay.
long.
World Cup semifinal.
Thank you, buddy. Go get him.
We'll deal with it when it happens.
Go get him today. Go get him. What do we say? Do we say go Brits? How do we cheer the sun?
No, it's not Britain. It's not Britain. It's England.
England.
Scotland aren't playing. And neither was. It's not actually Britain. So the rest of, you get Scotland and Wales. Scotland definitely will want us to lose. But it's England.
Scotland, Wales, Canada, they can all go.
We're all together when we're in the Olympics. We're just some messed up country.
All right. So go England.
Yeah, there you go. That works for me.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you very much. Have a lovely day. 1 o'clock.
Thanks, Paul.
So 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. He's so nervous. You can hear it in his voice. CLTV joins us live from the brand new studios. I'm the guy in the shadow, and we'll be back in a moment on 720 WGN. You know it's the worst? No, but you're going to tell me. 312-981-7200. What's the worst? This is a fine production of Justin's download. And, man, we tried this last week, and they're still sending it.
And the WGN listeners really get into it. It's a very simple concept. You complain about the worst things in society, and we give you prizes.
And we have plenty of prizes, and you have plenty of the worst. You got a worst?
I do. Let me give you some that have won in the past. This is a good one. You know, it's the worst? Finger lickers.
I would agree with that.
For like page turning?
I think eating Cheetos.
I never understood the page turning finger lickers.
Yeah, that was
more of a newspaper thing, I guess.
Yeah. This is a good one. Maybe not seasonally correct, but this is a good one that won. The worst are public ice rink show offs.
It's a very specific worst.
People, when you're trying not to fall down, and the one guy's like, let me show you how I do a triple axel. I used to do this in college.
We had a guy here who was the general manager who thought he was a hockey player. And there was an annual family night at the United Center where, you know, people who worked here would bring their kids and you'd have a chance to skate on the same ice the Blackhawks use. He showed up in full hockey gear and scared the kids. Went from one end of the ice to the other, and they're going, Mommy, I thought it was our turn. That guy.
Another one that won recently was the worst, hearing about someone else's dream.
Oh, that is the worst. I feel so bad because our kids always want to tell us about their dreams, and none of them are good.
You can deal with a kid's dream, but when adults, a coworker comes in, it's like, I had this dream where I was on this cloud. You're like, all right, enough. I don't care.
Pack is in the TiVo noise. As fast forward. That's what he does to them when they tell dream stories.
I'm telling you. You're going to miss it. It's going to be years. It's going to be a few years, but you're going to look back and go, oh, I wish they'd tell me a dream story.
Paid attention.
You know what Abigail says when I ask her what she dreamed? Abigail is 2.5 years old. And I ask her, she wakes up from a nap. How was your nap? Good. Do you have any dreams? Yes. What'd you dream about? Bunnies.
Bunnies.
Oh, there you go.
Pink ones and green ones.
She's a good story.
Bunnies.
Bunnies. That's enough. We don't need to hear, I think this teacher was there. That teacher was there. Oh, wait. No, I was wearing this.
Telling you. You're going to mess it.
The last one, which is applicable to my experience, but the worst of one-time experience experts. This is a. I had a yoga class last night, and I was telling Mary.
Be a yoga.
I was telling Mary Sandberg of all people. This is the thing about yoga: is it finds balance, it's center.
Mm-hmm.
Really, what you want to do is take that left leg and really push it to the right.
Yeah, you just told Steve. You know, it'd be good for your knees stretching it at a vinyasa class, and I'm like, I've been harping on Steve about doing some yoga since I started working.
I went for the first time last night, and I'm like, oh, this is, Steve, let me show you a couple moves.
Yeah, he can vinyasa me to death.
So those are good examples of the worst. What do you guys got?
Sentiment, you got one?
Oh, I've got a list here. But my currently the worst is people that use this disclaimer on social media. I don't usually post about this. And then they either, sometimes it's a political thing. Sometimes it's, but I got to shout out this awesome person at a restaurant. But they're so narcissistic to think that we've been tracking their social media so closely that we know they usually don't post about these types of things.
This is unusual.
Right.
Well, I think if you have to preface it with "I don't usually post about it," well, keep it up. Don't post.
Yeah, and if you're going to do that, if you're going to do the "I don't usually post about this," keep it under 140 characters. If you're going to go down the list and have us hit the more button, you're out.
Yeah,
you're out. That's the worst.
I'll give you a pro tip too: never preface a story with "This is so funny."
This is
it's never going to live up to
right,
it.
Right?
Never, ever, ever.
You're
what else?
The wrong expectation.
A mushy nectarine.
That's bad. That is bad.
I just ate one.
Even though I was in a band called the Mushy Nectarines.
Also, I do a lot of online shopping, and when you go to the website for the first time, they say, give us your email, and we'll give you 15% off. And then if you say no, because you don't want to, then they say, are you sure you don't want to save 15%?
Right.
And I don't need the website bullying me
right.
just signing up for their email.
So you feel you're being tech mocked.
Yeah, that's the worst.
The website mocking.
Are you sure you don't
are
want
you
to
sure?
save this?
Pete's always got good worse. What do you got, bud?
The worst is when you try to purchase something and the chip reader doesn't work. I go to Dunkin' Donuts every morning and I pay with my credit card. Yeah. I put my chip and it comes up, chip reader not reading. So I'm like,
what do you do?
Yeah. I've gone here every day and the chip reader does not work. I've established it does not work.
Seems like they'd be addressing that.
Can I just swipe? And she's like, you gotta put it in three times. So every day, and I'm like, I got to find a new Dunkin' Donuts. I can't.
So you actually go through the three times process before they allow you to swipe?
Yeah. So I put it in, take it out, put it in. Every morning, I'm like, I need to find a different Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah. You're done there.
I'm going to go out of my way.
That's the Will Ferrell Austin Powers. You must say it three times. Yeah. That's it.
That's right.
It's the worst.
A couple from the listeners, 630, people who dangerously run red lights and know they're doing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Remind you of anybody?
Oh, well, that was early in the morning.
Mm-hmm. 309, the worst are people who haven't been on a farm and think they know how to tell a sixth-generation farmer how to do his life's work.
Oh, that got personal.
Did Orion send that one in?
Six generations. Wouldn't a sixth-generation farmer be 150?
Possibly.
Yeah. And 810, the worst freight trains in rush hour.
Oh, that happened to me yesterday. In the actual, this was on Racine as you get closer to downtown at rush hour.
But I'll give you one that works like on the opposite of this. You're already late. I know you guys can't identify. You're already late and you've cut it too close. And a freight train makes you a little bit later. Now you've got an excuse for how late you are.
Yeah. That's not a worse. That's a plus.
Yeah.
May I add one?
Yeah, please, Dave.
All right. Drive through at the pharmacy.
Oh.
We stopped on Saturday to pick up some medication for my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a car in front of us. And there are two lanes. There are two cars in one lane. We pull in behind a pickup truck next to the window, right up next to the store, right?
As opposed to the vacuum tube thing?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
20 minutes later, we're still sitting behind the pickup truck. And then it's the guy in the next lane's turn when the truck finally pulls out. I move up, and it's the other lane's turn.
You gotta wait.
Right. He's yelling at the pharmacist because he can't hear over the speaker.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, you're making too big a deal out of this. Just turn your radio down or something, and you'll be able to hear. Well, he finally got his medication and drove off. Then she talks to me. And we're having this conversation. I can't hear a word she's saying. So there's speakers. It's like at the drive-thru McDonald's. You can't understand what they're saying. I end up having to park and go into the store
every
to
time.
Get the prescription.
I'm not a fan of the drive-thru. It seems like that would be efficient, and it usually doesn't work.
You're talking about the drive-thru at the pharmacy.
At the pharmacy, yeah. Specifically. Yeah. When you go there and you say, the number, what's your address?
It's not fast.
It's not fast.
It's not fast.
They
it's
seem to be
fast.
Angry.
And by
that
the way,
there.
It shouldn't be fast. Yeah. There's a flawed concept there to begin with because it's kind of a specific skill. Get the pill count right, get the medicine right. And now with this Illinois law, where the pharmacist almost always has to talk to you about whatever drug you're taking, it takes even longer.
It definitely, there's so much room for error in that process. Mm-hmm.
That's why there's no drive-through surgery. I thought that would have caught on.
That would have worked.
They need to do it like my drive-through dry cleaner, where the people come up to the car.
You know
so
how I feel about this.
I know, but I love the drive-through
dry cleaner. Here's my dirty laundry. I'm handing it to you out of my car.
And then they hang your clean stuff. They're like, do you want it in the back seat? Yes, please.
Unbelievable.
I know, but if the pharmacist could just come up to the car, then you could hear, because when they're explaining, you need to mix this with this through that speaker. It is,
right. But it's not like an A&W root beer, if you know what that is, or what's the other car hop chain? You know the one I'm talking about, where the people would actually from Walgreens come out and stand next to your car.
Mm-hmm. I like that concept.
That would be good. Day and dub, yeah.
All right, so here's the deal. Text or phone calls, 312-981-7200, either one. What's the worst?
And what's the worst? We'll give you pizza, right? You
got
all sorts of stuff. If you have the best complaint about the world that we live in,
yeah, we got all sorts
we'll give
of stuff.
You pizza.
We'll hand it out.
That's what you get back for it.
What's going down, y'all? You know the deal. That's bad. That's bad.
I got worldwide family all over 925. I worry about them all for whatever. Look at this. From the right here. Let me explain to you how popular the worst is.
You got a ton of them, yeah.
You hear that?
No, there's a lot.
It's a lot of text. The worst, people that use the exit lane as a passing lane. If you're exiting,
yeah. Right. No,
they pass you on an exit?
They're right.
Yep.
The worst, taco sushi. I don't even know what that is.
Taco sounds good.
Sushi.
Taco. We talking about raw taco meat? What is that?
Well, I guess it's tacos with
I've had ahi tuna tacos.
Yeah. And a little
those are great.
Yeah.
Okay, easy, Dave. Don't take it so personally. How dare you?
Yeah, what is this?
The worst. You know what the worst is? Trailer hitches. Yeah. I haven't met one I've liked yet. I can rarely walk past one without slamming my shin into it on a parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. 815, the worst is running red lights. I got hit by a runner. That's bad. That's very bad. That's you know what the worst is? When a radio host apologizes for Trump in the United States. No, I'm not apologizing for Trump in the United States. I'm apologizing for Trump in the other part of the world that he's in today.
Yeah.
You know what the worst is? Trump's president. 847, you know what the worst is? When your friend borrows your car, causes expensive damage, then goes off the grid to avoid paying for it.
Oh.
How do they think that's not going to come back to haunt them?
What does off the grid mean?
Yeah.
Are they running from the law?
Yeah, goes into hiding. 630, the worst, people use self-checkout lanes in a grocery store that take 20 minutes to scan 12 items, including shoes.
I know this is probably unpopular, but the worst is at the self-checkout line at the Target, people who pay with cash. Because the whole thing is to go fast and get going.
Yeah, it's designed for a card.
Yeah, but when you start putting the dollar bill, you have to scan them in like this.
And they're wrinkled and they come back up.
Yeah. They're getting coins.
I'm guilty of, I have chimed into people in those self-checkout lines like, oh, you need to put it in the bag. Because nobody seems to give any direction and they don't understand that they can't scan the next
I think
item.
if you're at all intimidated by technology, you should never use the self-checkout lines.
Yeah, it's the best thing.
Well,
invention.
There's too many things that can go wrong.
Yeah.
331, the worst, when a lane ends and everybody jumps in that lane, then closes to cut in the line. The lane that closes to cut in the line.
Right. On a related note, man.
Does this involve ahi tuna?
No. The express lanes on the Kennedy.
Oh, Dave.
Outbound.
I know.
This drives me nuts. It's clear. Yeah. The left lane is the through lane to the Edens Expressway. The right lane is to O'Hare. I'm sorry you're going to O'Hare and the west end of the Kennedy. This is not a place where it's a merge. This is two distinct lanes, and everyone
gets... you're talking about the outbound from the city?
Outbound Kennedy.
We found Dave's
from the city. The left lane is the Kennedy. The right lane
No, I'm talking about the on the express lanes... going from towards O'Hare.
The right lane goes right lanes, to O'Hare.
And you're not allowed to go into the right lane to the Edens.
Got it.
Only to the camp. But people get in the left lane.
You got express lane issues, man. You've the been angry about this for years.
That whole express lane situation from the Ohio or the Ontario exit is messed up. People sit there because they open it around 1 o'clock or 1:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. in the afternoon, and people sit in between those gates with their cars leaving on Ontario, heading out, waiting for the gates to open.
I don't understand waiting for the gates to open. Just drive.
I've seen 23 cars, and they're lined up waiting.
It's so weird.
I know.
It's like a cell phone start line at Indy. Right.
Yeah. But back me up on this, Mary.
Oh, yeah. No, it is. I know.
It's ridiculous.
And they zip over, and then you have to stop. I know. It's maddening.
630, the worst at the pharmacy. In line in the second aisle, the tube thing. It's your turn, and the medicine doesn't fit in the tube. Now you got to go around and get in line at the window and sit behind two more cars or go inside.
Oh.
So, you know, if you don't know that your package is too big for the tube.
It's a box or something, yeah.
That's when they should walk out.
Yes.
See. Right?
Yes.
630, worst, there's 20 open lanes with actual humans checking out for groceries. 20 open lanes. Learn to interact with other people, world. 708, drive through at a bank where somebody gives you a ton of deposits and it takes 20 minutes. Just go in. There is something to that, though. Nobody thinks about other people now. Right. You don't think about how you're inconveniencing other people.
That's a big backbone for this segment. It's always about how you inconvenience other people.
Wayne's in Deerfield. Let me go there now. Wayne, what's the worst?
Well, it's kind of a first world worst. It's waiting to exit Costco so the guy can look at your receipt and think that you bought everything that's in your cart.
Are you really checking that?
I used to complain about that because I know at Walmart by us, there in Libertyville or Vernon Hills, they would do that. And I'm like, who's actually walking out of here with things that people aren't paid for? But then in the police blotter, seven TVs were just walked right out of the store. Mm-hmm. So there is some.
I think it's an important job if they actually do it.
Yeah.
But with a bunch of crap in your cart at Costco, they look at it, they check it with a yellow highlighter, and you go to your car.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks.
Thanks, Wayne.
Let me go here. This is Jim in Melrose Park. Jim.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. What's the worst?
Going through a McDonald's drive-thru, placing an order, having them repeat it at the window where you placed the order, go to the window, pay for it, they repeat the order, go and pick the order up, they repeat the order that you placed, get home, and it's not right.
You got to check the bag on site.
How do you say no pickles in Spanish? I'm not sure. I don't know what that is, but...
You know what we're going to give you for calling in with the worst? We're going to give you a pizza. It's Lou Malnati's pizza. Are you listening? It's Lou Malnati's pizza. What have you won?
It won't have pickles on it, will it?
No, but what have you won? Jim, what have you won? You've won A?
Yes. No, that sounds great.
Lou Malnati's pizza, Jim. I'm going to let you pull around to the window. This better be right. Lou Malnati's, home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza, LouMalnati's.com. More of that to come for you texters as well.
Okay.
Continue with the worst.
And just so you guys know, I just found out Ro Khan is going to be in studio.
This morning?
Yeah.
Can we give two, before we go to the
what
news?
What a shame that I just canceled this segment.
No, but here's the deal. I have two picks for the best for the text. So at least we get two more winners in,
that's
and then
fine.
We can pick up next week with the keep
that's
going.
That's fine.
630, the worst getting on the Metro train and having someone cough on your neck. That's walking behind you, and there's no apology. That right that's worth a pizza,
nasty.
Right? And then 708, let's give it to the trailer hitch. You know what's the worst trailer hitch is? I haven't met one I've liked. I can rarely walk past one without slamming my shin into it. That's so descriptive.
That's
so we'll give pizzas to those two as well.
Lou Malnati's.
Sound good?
Pull around to the window and pick up yours.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for texting.
932, we've got headlines in a moment on 720 WGN. What a special treat. Look what the cat dragged in. Ro Khan joins us in studio. Hi, Ro.
Hello, Stephen.
Hi, Ro.
I'm walking through the new offices with a clipboard, and I'm taking note of people who are leaving boxes and fingerprints on the glass.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Have you gotten lost yet? I have.
Yes. Looking for the bathroom. It is really easy to get lost, because this is like concentric squares, and once you're in a square, or pod, as they like to say in the modern officing world, then you have to know exactly which one you're in. They all look the same.
I stated there's a bathroom that connects with two sides Is it the same suite or does it go into somebody else's? It's like a dorm room where you don't know if you're walking into somebody else's bathroom. And
You look for the urinals, but they're in the middle, so you're not sure. Right, you're going, you're all the way in the middle if you're in the boys' room. Or the
right, exactly. Yeah. And I walked out the other side, and I just stayed there and wept until someone found me.
Help!
Dave Bennett, I did that this morning.
I came out of there. I turned the wrong way. I saw Pete at the elevators, and Pete was on his way to 7-Eleven to get you the Slurpee. Uh-huh. And all of a sudden, I said bye to Pete, and I found myself in the sales department.
It's just very, very, very scary up here.
Yeah, it is.
The 18th floor.
It is beautiful, though.
Speaking of beautiful.
Yeah.
Speaking of beautiful, you just made a trip. You know, I don't know about you guys. The experience you always have is your friends come in the summertime to Chicago, and they want to go do something touristy. And you think, well, yeah, you know what? I've only done that once, or maybe I've never done it. So you end up coming downtown, or you go to a museum you haven't been to. You just did something that I think most Chicagoans think of doing and never do in their entire life.
You got to do, if you have a car.
The Lake Circle Tour.
The Lake Circle Tour, going around Lake Michigan.
How long is that?
It's, well, I took me 8 days to do it, but that's because I stayed. I found a place and I stayed for a while.
How many miles?
It's about 1,400, but you know, the time you're done with all the side trips and everything.
All right, so you start it. You go up to Wisconsin.
Up to Wisconsin.
Turn right.
Yes, on the Upper Peninsula. Then right. you just keep turning right at that point, and then you'll eventually get back here.
But you go up through Wisconsin. You go through the UP of Michigan, mm-hmm. back down along Lake Michigan.
Right.
Oddly enough,
beautiful.
And then through the southern tip. Which does that take you through part of Indiana as well? I'm trying to figure out how many states you hit.
Yes, I have four states, if you count Illinois.
Yeah, and then back to Illinois.
Yeah.
So if I did it in, say, a faster stretch than you chose to?
You could do a day. You could do it 4 days.
4 days?
Yeah. I mean, you could probably do it in three.
Yeah.
You could probably drive it in 24 straight
If you were
hours.
Speeding, if you decided to do it NASCAR style, you could do it two.
But you'd have to wonder why you would do it that way, right?
I don't know why
you'd kind of ruin the experience. So what was the coolest stuff?
Upper Peninsula, Michigan, beautiful. It's totally, it's the coastline on Lake Michigan is this rocky terrain. It's not really dunes like you see everywhere else. There are parts of it that are, it's like I wanted to get out and I wanted to walk on the beach and then pound the sand. They finally did it! Damn them all to hell! Because it looks like that scene from.
And I'm guessing the person you were with advised against that.
Yes, that was correct that she did. But there are a couple of beautiful places. Northern Michigan. I love northern Wisconsin. I just love it. I love that whole lake country up there. You know, the Minocqua, Boulder Junction area. I've been going there for a really long time. But northern, I hate to say this, I'm cheating now. Northern Michigan is more spectacular.
Yeah, the UP is great. Yeah.
Well, it's hillier and things. There's more things going on.
You actually have mountains.
Yeah. You do, Boyne Mountain. Yeah. I know it's not really a mountain. We drove by.
It's a Midwest mountain.
Yeah,
ski down it. So.
Yeah, it's and then the Boyne Highlands. They've got all that. So that guy, by the way, that founded that resort, the Boyne Resort, basically built Aspen.
Is that right?
You know, 10th Mountain Division, World War II veteran, who was like, you know, this skiing thing, maybe people like to do this recreationally because it was a lot of fun before we had to go kill the Germans, which is exactly what Donald Trump said this morning at NATO. So thank you very much.
Yeah, and that'll be covered this afternoon with Ro and Anna after 3 o'clock.
There's a nice gallery of Ro's trip up at WGMRadio.com if you want to see pictures of how pretty it is.
And you love your galleries.
I do love my galleries. They're decent photos.
It's not a Sandberg gallery.
There's not enough people in the pictures for me.
No, I don't take pictures of people because then people can track me to, you know, the things that I don't want to be tracked.
Were you worried about your location being exposed at any time?
I did not release any pictures until I got back here.
Let's be honest. How many times in your trip around did you stay a place longer to wait to be recognized? How many times did you stop and go, I'm going to stay here until somebody says, aren't you Rokan?
In Harbor Springs, Michigan, I walked up and down. There's one street. I walked up and down that street about 16 times ago. I was looking for Illinois license plates so I could like stand in front of the car. Yep, you know my radio show. I got my radio. I gotta take a week off the radio show. Yeah. No, it was really, really
best
nice.
Food?
Probably in Harbor Springs, actually.
Okay.
There was a little supper club in, I want to give this guy a plug because this is a crazy little, it's like a hole in the wall outside of Manitowoc.
Mm-hmm.
So all I could think about was all those guys from Making a Murderer were like, had dinner there at one point. But it's called Rupps, RUPPS, in Cleveland, Wisconsin, which is really great. And then there's a place called The Fish in unincorporated Harbor Springs that is amazing. absolutely amazing.
I spent my childhood, we went to Boulder Junction all the time. They had the bar with all the taxidermy. My mom caught a huge northern pike on accident right in that lake.
But up in that part of northern Wisconsin, there are a lot of like loners. So that taxidermy, it's very Norman Bates what goes on up there. Sometimes
scary,
sometimes there's the first wife who's been taxidermied too. That's in the corner.
Right, you got to pay attention.
Yeah.
Anything you do differently, like a tourist tip?
Yeah, I would go to the I hugged Lake Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. I'd go up to Marquette, up to the Point, as they call it.
Okay.
And so you can see Lake Superior. And then, because you're in like Superior, Huron, and Michigan all come together right there.
Right.
Really cool.
There you go. Ro Khan and his Lake Circle Tour. Since you're here, you got to hang around a little bit. We have other questions.
I think he's giving Steve Bertrand a run for his money here.
It does sound like it.
You know, I think it's very different.
I got to be honest with you. I think that the Bertrand experience, a little higher end than what I was doing.
I do think in Cleveland, Wisconsin, though, is the home of Steve's House of Cheese. I don't know if you ran across that.
I did not. Oh. I did not. I was driving through very, very quickly.
H-A-U-S.
Yeah.
House of Cheese.
Yeah, everything up there is a house.
S-T-E-E-V.
Yes, exactly. What are you doing at 10?
From the Allstate Skyline Studio, it's the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Text question for Ro. Did you do Mackinac Island, and will you if you did not?
I did Mackinac Island. It's Mackinac City, Mackinac Island. I learned the hard way.
Oh, it's different.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
interesting.
But you have to get to Mackinac Island.
Is it the Mackinac Island Bridge or the Mackinac Island Bridge?
I think it's the Mackinac, because of Mackinac City. Because it's between what I was, there's a town up there on the UP side called, it's Saint Ignace is how you spell it. So I was like, and I stopped somewhere up on the Upper Peninsula and I go, now how many miles do you believe it would be to Saint Ignace?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy goes, you mean Saint Ignace? It's at a laundromat. It was really quite a moment. And I'm like, yeah. That place. So they're between Saint Ignace and Mackinac City is the bridge. And that is, I mean, that's like a real deal. That bridge is for real.
Have you done that bridge?
I did the bridge.
How long does it take to get across it?
A few minutes. But it's like the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah. It's huge.
Yeah.
So how do we pronounce the ice cream? Because there's that Mackinac Island fudge ice cream.
I've never heard Mackinac. But Mackinac is the local.
It's Mackinac Island, yeah. It's with a C, and then the city, Mackinac City, is with a W.
But weren't they the Mackinac Indians?
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes things change. Maybe there was a cousin.
Do you have a computer? What about Wikipedia? I'm crying out loud.
I'm just telling you, it was Mackinac Island. Okay. I'm just telling you it's Mackinac Island.
847 pronunciations.
It's the race to Mackinac, right? Not the race to Mackinac.
It's the race to Mackinac, is what I've heard.
It's the Mac race.
And thank you very much. Thanks, Dave.
That's
very
well done.
I mean, that's, yeah. Is the Big Mac from Mackinac?
Yes.
Okay. 847, we did the drive around the lake for our honeymoon 47 years ago. Congratulations, Ro. Nothing but fun. I think they meant the drive, not you.
I'm pretty sure they're right.
Ro might be a candidate for our original text question today. Awkward encounters with exes.
Oh, listen. That's a kind
of thing. Mary, please. Oh my God. Yes, there have been some exes. Okay, fine.
the 269, Ro's right. You got to see Lake Superior. It really is the most superior of all the lakes. 847, my husband and I did the Circle Tour several years ago. One of the best things we ever did. Discovered Michigan. Apparently, these people discovered Michigan.
Wow.
Yeah, how about that?
So the Ford family finds out about that. Yeah. I got to say, though, that part of northern Michigan is, I think, and people keep it quiet. Because I don't think they want people to know.
It's top secret.
That what's happening up there is happening up there.
We have someone from the UP who would like to thank you for the press.
Okay.
Elizabeth, go ahead.
Hi. I actually live in southern Michigan now, over in St. Joe Benton Harbor.
Yeah.
But it's not Mackinac Row. It's Mackinac.
There's
just two different spellings pronounced the same way.
Okay. All right.
We do it to confuse tourists.
Is it St. Ignace?
Apparently it worked.
Is it St. Ignace or St. Ignace?
It's St. Ignace.
Yeah. It was something I was like, all right, so how many miles to St. Ignace? You know, the guy goes, what? You know, that did not go very well.
It didn't help that you were swirling your rosé while you were asking the question.
At the laundromat. Because I literally ran out of underwear. I did run out of underwear. And so I went to a coin op laundry, and I'm standing there talking to a guy who was on a hunting trip, who was literally putting his head in the washing machine.
Of course he was.
And And then it was really
it was kind of all downhill. Yeah. Did you have a blazer, an untucked shirt, and an ascot on at the time?
I was wearing an ascot at the time. Yes. No socks. That's a bad, because the mosquitoes get to you if you have no socks.
That's exactly
the thing I learned. Really,
Elizabeth. Really, thank you. Hold the line. Give Elizabeth anything she wants off the prize list. What are you doing on the show today?
Well, since I'm here, I don't know, but. I do know that, well, obviously we'll be covering what's happening. We've got people in Europe following the president. We'll be talking to them.
Okay.
There you go.
And again, plan on Donald Trump ending NATO before 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Oh, yeah. No, he said some nice things. Well, sort of nice.
He switched it up, right?
He said some nice things about Angela Merkel. Nice calves.
We should get him to just watch the whole, like, binge watch the whole Hogan's Heroes series. It could change his whole opinion of Germany.
No, but he's right, because those were fun Nazis, right?
Right. Right, exactly. Rob Con with Anna at 3 today and on CLTV as well. We'll come back. Wendy continues to cheat on Bill. We'll get to that next on 720 WGN.
This is 720 WGN Chicago.
Wendy's here, continuing to shoot her reality show. Wendy and who?
Today, it is Brian Noonan in for Bill Leff.
Hi, Brian. Yeah.
I'm just an interchangeable cog in Wendy's machine.
Pass around Noonan, we call him.
I thought I overslept when I saw Roe here. I got all confused.
Yeah, well, we're confused as well, but he apparently just got off the circle tour of the lake and he came straight to work.
He looks like he's dedication. Been on a yacht.
He looks very rested. You look very good, Ro.
Thank you very much.
Say hi to Lovey, Ro. Thank you.
I will. Thank you, Stephen.
Yes. And here's Wendy.